It is. Michael Henderson, such a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you very much for joining us. That breakthrough there on finding out the course of the last great outbreak of the bubonic plague, 1665 to 1666. Come on, you all did it at school, didn't you? He's an osteologist at the Museum of London Archaeology. Delighted to be joined now by the young John Holmes.
Thank you.
No offence, but you look a little bit plague-ridden today. You look a bit rough.
Well, you know why?
Late night.
No, early mornings every morning doing Virgin Radio breakfast.
Oh,
isn't
yeah,
it?
You're dirty two timing us at the moment.
I'm double teaming. I'm
hello, family radio.
Yeah.
Family radio.
But so yeah, I'm doing two at once. So I'm doing Edith Bowman in the mornings, and then I'm doing myself in the afternoons, as well we know. So two shows a day. I don't think rough is the word. I think rough. All right.
John Holmes, looking rough with you.
Bedded in.
Tousled.
Yeah.
We'll be hearing from Mr. John Holmes after 1 o'clock. Take you through the whole afternoon till 4 o'clock. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The life of a van driver. A life of surprises. A life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever-changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide-ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota. Always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95D HP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental, conditions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of Rugby Premium Cement in waterproof plastic packaging for only £3.25 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
We're here to tell you about our club, a club unlike any other, Sky Bet Club. With offers and deals for new and existing customers, like a £5 free bet every week with Sky Bet Club when you bet £25. That's on all sports, accumulators and singles. So download the app and join us to make betting for the many, not the few. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Minimum bet of £25. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Sandy Waugh with the news.
I'm not Sandy Waugh.
No, I was just reading what's on the screen left over from earlier.
You know better than that.
Here's Vicky with the news.
No.
Victoria.
Yes.
With the news.
Thanks, John Holmes. Coming up, the PM told to get on with Brexit, grammar schools could be revived, and find out who's Westminster's top dog.
Talk Radio.
The President of the European Council has called on the Prime Minister to hurry up the process of Britain leaving the EU.
I feel confident we'll be ready to start the process as soon as possible.
Donald Tusk has met Theresa May at Downing Street, where he signalled that Brussels is waiting for Article 50 to be triggered, something she's previously said won't be started this year. The leaders of the 27 other European Union nations will discuss Brexit next week in Bratislava. The Education Secretary has hinted ministers are considering scrapping a ban on the building of new grammar schools in England. Justin Greening insists children won't be split into winners and losers, but critics think failing a test to get into one can have a big impact on young people. Former head teacher Trevor Averbeeson has told Talk Radio grammars do benefit bright children, but they have their flaws as well.
When we had grammar schools right across the country, if all the bright children go to, you know, those schools, obviously the problem is, are the schools that are left becoming a kind of sink school that people don't want to send their children to and that teachers don't want to teach in? And then you go back to the problem that we had in the past.
A report says the failure by police to investigate the hacking of murdered schoolgirl Millie Dowler's phone was unacceptable. News of the World, which shut down in 2011, got hold of information from a voicemail message. Surrey Police's internal investigation says hacking wasn't common in 2002, and some officers may not have looked into the newspaper because of potential consequences. houses. A committee says there's a growing risk of a catastrophic event at the Houses of Parliament. It's recommending a £4 billion programme of essential renovations. Former Conservative MP Nick Dubois told Talk Radio the work needs to be carried out.
We are at risk, a high risk of fire, despite the best efforts of all the maintenance teams to keep things going there. We would lose one of the most historic and treasured buildings that, apart from its heritage, brings and helps attract 15 million visitors to London a year.
The number of people employed on zero-hour contracts has jumped by just over a fifth in a year. They mean workers don't know how many hours they'll get a week. Unions think they're a way for bosses to employ staff on the cheap. A £60,000 fine has been handed to a company which bombarded householders with 1.6 million nuisance calls. 177 people complained about Omega Marketing Services, which is based in Glasgow, trying to sell green energy equipment like solar panels. Right. And Labour MP Jonathan Reynolds, two labradoodles have won the annual Westminster Dog of the Year competition. Kennedy and Clinton fought off competition from other MPs and peers' pets to take the top spot.
I mean, that's not even...
Sorry?
It's not really news, is it?
Why isn't it news?
Read it. What is it?
It's Westminster Dog of the Year. Weren't you listening?
Not really, but the... on the front of the Daily Mirror today, they're boiling a dog.
Well, they didn't do that in this competition. It was encouraging the life of dogs.
Which is better.
Yeah.
But shouldn't you have been going with the hard-hitting...
Well, this is new because it happened just like in the last hour or so.
Right.
So that's my argument. And also, I don't want to depress everyone. So I like to end my bulletins on a slightly lighter note make amends.
Yes, we've spotted that that you like to put a light-hearted animal-related story into your news bulletin, like the skateboarding duck, that kind of thing.
I never did that. Yeah. That was a while ago.
How are you, Victoria?
I'm well. How are you, John?
All right, thanks.
Well, you don't look it.
What do you mean? That's what Julia said. She said I look rough.
Well, you do.
Do I?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Good job, this is radio.
Why do I look rough?
It's your hair,
I'm not hungover.
The
bags. I haven't been drinking.
Your hair is really scruffy and long. Your bags. From the lack of sleep, the weird green khaki-ish t-shirt, which looks like it's in better days. Shall I go on? Probably not.
She hasn't really left it on a light note there, and a mean note she's left it on.
Well, you're still smiling. Good little cheeky glint in your eye.
Great. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
I want to do the weather!
Forgot the weather.
Patchy rain in northern areas this afternoon.
Well,
more sunshine in the south. Highs of 25 degrees. So it's warm.
Can I do the sport now?
Yeah.
Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Bournemouth manager Eddie Howe says he's paying no attention to reports he's set to replace Arsene Wenger at Arsenal in the summer. It's claimed the Gunners are lining Howe up to take over at the end of the season, but he's not even giving the story the time of day.
It's meaningless, though. I don't really want to hear it. I don't need to hear it. I want to win games. I want to win games here. I want to win games as quickly as possible. We want to climb the league. My only aim is success for Bournemouth.
Meanwhile, after Crystal Palace chairman Steve Parish broke the story on TalkSport yesterday, former Arsenal midfielder Matthew Flamini has now completed his move to Crystal Palace. Flamini could make his Premier League debut away at Middlesbrough on Saturday. Yeah. Finally, it's the first day of the Rio Paralympics, and Dame Sarah Storey can become the first British woman to win a 12th Paralympic gold medal. She aims to defend her title in track cycling C5 individual pursuits. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben with the pre-recorded sports news powered by TalkSport. Welcome along to the afternoons on Talk Radio. Then I'm John Holmes Cloaca. Press me a button.
Talk Radio.
Can you pass the salad, please?
Oh, that's a glorious pass. Straight through the gap, find some space next to the butter.
If you're a Sky TV customer obsessed with football, upgrade now to Sky Sports and get 3 months for half price with no contract. You'll get more football than ever, 126 live Premier League matches and new goals and highlights on your phone. All half price for 3 months.
He's picked up the loose bread, feeds it through to the small child.
Search Sky Sports offer. Sky, Believe in better. New Sky Sports customers only. 31 days notice to cancel. Further terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I am John Holmes, and I promised you NAFOR. Apparently, Talk Sport, work as a lap dancer and scaffolder, respectively, on MDMA. Cometh the Great Wall. It's everyone's favourite bit of the panto, isn't it, when the pantomime eunuch comes on? He's behind you, so I promised you hot guest action. It's Eddie Cook, Susan Cook, Emma Cook, Timothy Cook, Gertrude Cook, Tim Cook, Denzel Cook, Jacob Cook, Emma Cook, Laura Cook, Gordon Cook, Dudley Cook, Liam Cook, Scott Cook, Lauren Cook, Ian Cook.
Thank you, John.
Too long to
Thanks,
run,
John. Thanks, John. Thanks, John.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon then, and welcome to your headphone socket-free Talk Radio between 1 and 4 on a weekday in the afternoon programme. We have removed the headphone socket from today's show deliberately with the sole intention of annoying you. Hello, I am John Holmes. The iPhone 7 launched last night, of course. What an amazing spectacle if you saw it. They set an apple. They've got an apple at the iPhone 7 launch, and they put it in a wheelchair, and they sent it down a ramp, and it fell through a hooped hole. But being Apple, of course, they removed something useful from the wheelchair, in this case the wheels. So what you just got was an apple sort of scraping down a disabled ramp on a bit of metal. But what a spectacle it kind of was, wasn't it? It's the Rio Paralympics, by the way, the opening ceremony last night for that. I don't know if you saw the wheelchair jump. Did you see that? It was rubbish.
I mean, what?
Rubbish. I mean, I watched it. He landed on a giant airbag, didn't he? Right, for a start. Right, if he was any good, he'd have done the somersault and landed back on his wheels. I've seen motorbikes do it, so I don't see why he can't. You know, they've only got the same number of wheels, technically, haven't they? So I bet Stephen Hawking would have nailed it. Rubbish. Anyway, hello! Come in, have a look around. But if you break anything, you will have to pay for it. Also today, by the way, rest assured that we are all wearing the correct uniform so we can stay and do the programme without being sent home. That's important. So just what features, then, are we boiling like a Chinese dog in today's pot poodle of a programme? Well, Headline Hijack is on the way. Of course, it's on the front of the Mirror. It's horrible. Headline Hijack on the way as we push a made-up news story down the slope between now and 2 o'clock and try to jump it through the news hoop. 87222 is
the number. Start your message with the word talk.
If you'd like to get your made-up balls into Victoria's mouth, then simply visit it upon us via the medium of text, which is the number I just said, or you can use Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start any message you like, with any word you'd like.
Right.
Sorry.
The reason it's there is to confuse you, as much as Cornelius appears to be confused. Confuse you if you're not listening to this bit of the programme. Those who are out for lunch, they don't hear us set up the news lie. They get back to the desk at 2 o'clock, they listen to the news, they believe it. Oh, yeah, Victoria says a thing, it's a lie, and everyone goes home happy, fine. There's a lonely luncher at, 40 minutes, maybe, something like that. If you'd like to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, it's very simple. Very simple. LonelyLunch@talkradio.co.uk, that's the email address. You could become the proud, and by proud I mean disappointed, owner of a choice of prize gifts. That's right. If you come on Lonely Lunch now, you win a thing. Your choice includes a Talk Radio mug.
Mm-hmm. A Talk Sport mug.
That's right.
A Talk Sport 2 mug.
Correct.
A Metro with some half-assed haikus written on it.
In a Sharpie pen. A out-of-date now Colin Murray 2016 calendar. Colin Murray has left. TalkSport, but we've got the calendars that they were going to throw out. We've got them out of the bin, and you can win one of those. You can also win a copy of my new book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. The choice is yours. You could also win a colander, because when we saw that Colin Murray had a calendar, we sent an email to see if we could get one, and due to a typo, what we ended up with was a load of colanders. So, anyway, you can choose. Become inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. The choice is yours. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. Work experience punditry today will come from Steve, who will be here with a roundup of geeky, gadgety stuff. There's the news in haikus. We'll be out on the streets finding out what the people think. Today, do they think archery or earthworms? A man from TalkSport will be along. He has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, but he will sick up some of it at some point this afternoon. He's called Rhys. There's the big debate at 3. Diversity pay-per-view today. We welcome a Jew. Then the return of nobody's favourite radio quiz, Paul Rossmaster, as another radio type has his or her knowledge and patience well and truly tested. Breaking news, it's going to be Matt Dyson, who used to read the news and do my XFM breakfast show with me. He's now over at Absolute. He's going to come on and play Paul Rossmaster this afternoon. There you go. Plus, by the way, as has been leaked, Talk Radio, if it does, by the way, Talk Radio becomes a grammar school this afternoon. We will, of course, let you know. Ginger Dave, not producing anything much, mainly because the students have drained his bag. Asprod Cass is through the glass. It's his rucksack. He's got a rucksack on his back.
Yay.
Yay. Chloe is pressing the buttons. Hi, full name Cloaca. Victoria's on the news.
Yep.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Oh, hang on a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. Can you wait?
What?
Well, you're not wearing the right show uniform, are you? You've got the wrong shoes on and the wrong skirt.
Oh, sorry.
So I'm gonna have to send you home.
But you've not, my mum spent money on this.
Yes, but she can't
take them back.
You know what? Most of the other parents of the presenters and producers around here want a smart studio, a smart place with discipline. And if you're going to come to work dressed in the wrong skirt and shoes, you know what happened. You have to go.
My mum's already sewed my name into it.
Yes.
She can't take them back. She spent loads
you
of
should
money
have
on them.
No, you should have thought about it before. It's regulation shoes and skirts, and you know it. You're going to be sent home. And don't come back until you've got the right clothes, because I'll just send you home again tomorrow.
Load of crap, this station.
I am John Holmes, and this is your Talk Radio afternoon programme thing from Talk Radio. Let's start with some music.
What will happen when they're gone? Will the experts look stupid and invert the facts? Will they give you back your donations or keep the paper stacks? The feeling is mutual. You don't like what we do because we say what we are thinking, and that shocks and frightens you. The lion in the jungle shows no shame, it shows no pride. It does what it needs to stay strong and to survive, yeah.
helpless and worthless. We're staring at the sun, oh it is reckless and pointless, but it's also very fun. It's useless and worthless. We're staring at the sun, oh it is reckless and pointless, but it's also very fun. It's useless and worthless. We're staring at the sun, oh it is reckless and pointless, but it's also very fun. It's useless and worthless. We're staring at the sun, oh it is reckless and pointless, but it's also very fun. You keep it, we don't want it. You keep it, we don't want it. You keep it, we don't want it. You keep it, we don't want it.
Slave.
Played the whole song there.
That's called The Hunter, and I played it on Talk Radio. And as Talk Radio's head of music, you're probably wondering why I played Slaves the Hunter on Talk Radio. It's to do with today's big story that we will be tackling in depth next.
Dog hunting.
No.
Oh. Slaves.
Yes.
The.
Yes. No, slaves.
Oh.
Why, though? Why?
Why? Slaves? Are there slaves?
There are slaves.
I hope not.
They work for Sports Direct.
Oh, okay.
Because the story is, of course, that the boss of Sports Direct, Mike Ashley, is on the front of all the papers this morning, like loads of money in the 80s, waving a wad of cash around. Loads of money! Much to the horror of his employees that he pays the minimum or under the minimum wage and gives 0 hours contracts to. It's not working here. So the he's been in trouble for it, of course, as you know, and a lot of the papers are saying, you know, it's treating these people as slaves. It's not that bad, of course. That's got an entirely, you know, different history. But we'll be discussing it in depth next. Asprodcast is through the glass. Asprodcast is through the glass. Through the miserable window. That's her arm making that noise.
Yep.
Could you get a guest, please? I'd need to talk to somebody about the poor quality working conditions.
Where?
You get anyone from here, actually. Yeah.
I'll talk about it.
Yeah, I'll bet. I don't want to talk to you, though, because I don't understand a word your northern face says. So could you instead get me a guest on the telephone?
No, whatever.
Fine. That's assistant producer Cass getting us a guest on the telephone to discuss the big story next on Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Press the button, Chloe.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your car come down? Well, it just has, at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with new cars at their sales event between the 8th and 12th of September. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall Sales Event. Simple. On selected models across the range, at participating retailers from the 8th to the 12th of September. £500 on a prepaid debit card. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
We're here to tell you about our club, a club unlike any other, Sky Bet Club. With offers and deals for new and existing customers, like a £5 free bet every week with Sky Bet Club when you bet £25. That's on all sports, accumulators and singles. So download the app and join us to make betting for the many, not the few. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Minimum bet of £25. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Through Heaversham in Cumbria, Prince's Way, the A6 is closed in both directions. That's because of a collision. You'll find the A66 also closed through the county. It's shut eastbound between Brough and Bowes. Accident investigation work. The M65 in Lancashire is closed both ways at Junction 10 for Burnley. That's because of an accident. Traffic's diverting via the slip roads. And through Sparkhill in Birmingham, there's delays along the A34 Stratford Road, where there are temporary traffic lights at Court Road. I'm Dave Stamford.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's 22 minutes past 1 o'clock and you are listening to Talk Radio. Yes, on a Thursday, I am John Holmes. A lot of your reactions have been coming in. Of course, Talk Radio, as you know, is essentially a sort of broadcasting skip. And if you walk past it, feel free to lob a reaction in. You can lob a reaction using this number, 8722.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Cornelius, what's been coming
Lots coming in. Ends with a clever pun, says, sure, I've never gone underground in search of gold, but hey, never mind. And also, this is coming from Thomas, who says, I'm glad the doctors have called off their strike because I like attacking people.
Thanks very much. Do keep your I'm gonna say, do keep your reactions. That's what I'm gonna.
Oh, Thomas says he's outside. What?
Oh, that's awkward. Big story. So, just looking in the papers then, as a radio presenter is contract bound to do. Well, most of them, as I say, the front of them all have a picture of Mike Ashley. He's the boss of Sports Direct, waving his wad of cash around despite criticism of workplace conditions at Sports Direct. It's been in the papers, of course, and in the news. And workers we know now kept in chains and forced to toil in near darkness in the deep mines below his warehouse in Newcastle. For day after day, hour after hour, they are forced by guards to dig discounted sportswear out of the very living rock, pulling cheap trainers from the soil, hauling baskets of bargain bin jogging pants up to the surface with ropes on 0 hours contracts. The front of the Daily Mirror as well has a picture of Sports Direct boss Mike Ashley boiling an employee alive in a pot. It is a problem though, isn't it? It's 0 hours contract. We hear about them a lot now, and minimum wage and so on and so forth. Is it a return to these old values, really? Let's find out, because on the line now is Richard Taylor, who knows about things. He's the chair of Ripon Museums. Good afternoon, Richard.
Yes, hello, John.
Good afternoon. Now, so this is, you know, we hear about these conditions that people are forced to work in, and I know you know a little bit about Victorian conditions. I wondered whether we could compare and contrast. What can you tell us about Victorian working conditions, Richard?
Well, I think some of that stuff about, yes, working long hours in unpleasant areas and all the rest of it, yeah, that was a problem, certainly in early Victorian times.
Yeah.
Probably, actually, ironically, not in the workhouse. Not in quite as bad as been painted as you know, by Charles Dickens.
Yes. I mean, could Dickens legitimately have, if he was still alive, Dickens was still with us, Richard.
Yeah.
Could Dickens legitimately write a novel about Sports Direct?
I'm sure he'd absolutely love it. It's full of all the right characters, isn't it?
Yes.
But you've got to remember he was over-egging things a bit to sell his books.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of makes him an early tabloid journalist in a way, doesn't it?
It certainly does, yeah.
And Dickens, of course, used to famously serialise his books, didn't he? He didn't actually write them as novels. They were kind of serialised in...
They used to wait, didn't they, for the next edition to come out.
That's right. So, which, you know, in many ways, is a forerunner of tabloid journalism in many ways. If you look how the Keith Vaz story unfolded, yeah, that was essentially a next instalment each day, wasn't it?
Of course, yeah.
Well, we understand. I mean, let's look at some of the history here as well. In terms of, I mean, we know now, of course, one of the reasons Woolworths had to go was that the workers. There was, I'm sure you know this, Richard. You're a historian, but you know there was really only. You thought all high streets had a Woolworths in. Of course, there was really only one Woolworths, but it was rowed around the country by its workers, chained to oars, wasn't it? And they had to just row it into high streets.
Yeah, absolutely spot on there, John. Full accuracy as ever. Well done.
Yes, I know, and but it's shocking conditions. I mean, yeah. When you say Dickens would over egg slightly, I mean, in what areas? Because our image of sort of these conditions are children up chimneys, of gruel.
And certainly, as I say, that did go on perhaps a bit earlier than Dickens, to the end of the 18th century. You think of some of those northern mills with apprentices, and they were pretty grim.
Yeah. The dark satanic mills, of course.
The reform in the 19th century was to tackle that and to, you know, to bring in hours, limiting the hours at which people could work and gradually improving the conditions of working people.
Yes, and with the sports director, you know, I mean, I think, you know, essentially their canteen only does serve gruel.
Yeah, well, that's right.
It's a strange. I mean, I wonder. Have we learned nothing, Richard? Have we learned nothing?
I think you can argue we haven't, because we have people coming into the workhouse museum that we run up in Ripon here, and they're sort of saying, "Oh yeah, this is grim, isn't it?" And you know, we ought to be bringing this back. We ought to be trying out this and doing that. The answer is they've all been tried. All these things have been tried. Politicians have gone on about the deserving and the undeserving poor, and you still hear them using those phrases today. So it strikes me that if we don't actually think about how things were done in the middle of the 19th century, we're just doomed to repeat the same things over again.
Yeah, it's funny how it all comes around in circle. I mean, I don't remember from the Dickens work of. I don't know, Fagin, for example, just waving a wad of £50 notes around because he'd just been down a casino and didn't want anyone to print that.
No.
I
think I think probably the better analogy with all that would be some sort of wicked factory owner who was very much had got his workforce completely under his thumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were often living in his own accommodation. You know, I think if anybody's been over in Cheshire to see the Quarry Bank Mill that the National Trust run there, which I think was the place where they filmed that series on the mill, you know, a drama thing on the mill.
Right.
My God, that was grim. But that's not really how the workhouse system was run. It was actually an attempt to be a bit more humane than that and to give people a basic standard.
Mm.
And the main thing was it was somewhere where you could live and you know you weren't charged for it. So it was seen as an alternative to the dole.
Interesting.
What we would call it.
Which is interesting because, you know, that it does appear that you know, with Mike Ashley and his working conditions, it appears we've gone backwards beyond the workhouse,
Well, exactly, I would say. So I would just be a bit cautious about saying the workhouse was absolutely the bottom of the thing. It wasn't.
No, what we need to do then, and you'll be better placed than I, is we need to get the original text of Dickens' work and find and replace on the keyboard the word workhouse with sports direct. That would be more accurate.
Rather than me.
Good, fine. Richard, a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much. That's great. That's Richard Taylor, the chair of Ripon Museums, bringing us up to speed there. We'll take some of your reactions on this workhouse sports direct style story. We'll take them on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
We'll also take them on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Message with any word you'd like.
It's 1:30, listening to Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Ministers say selection can play a role in the current school system. It's emerged the Prime Minister's considering scrapping a ban on new grammar schools in England. Students have to pass a test to get into one, and critics think it could favour those richer families who can afford tutoring beforehand. Education Secretary Justine Greening has told MPs no final decision's been made.
We do believe selection can play a role. We think that there is evidence to show that it does for many children who are in grammar schools. But anyhow, we need to leave no stone unturned, Mr. Speaker. We'll be setting out our policies in due course.
European Council President Donald Tusk has told Theresa May the ball's in your court over Brexit. During a visit to Downing Street, he said European leaders want to know when Article 50 will be triggered. Mr. Tusk called on the Prime Minister to start the process as soon as possible. There's a warning the Palace of Westminster is at a growing risk of a catastrophic event like a huge fire without £4 billion worth of repairs. A committee of MPs and peers is recommending that politicians should move out for 6 years for the work to take place. Two men have been arrested in West London on suspicion of planning acts of terrorism. Scotland Yard says officers are searching a number of addresses as a result. A report says it's unacceptable that police failed to investigate the hacking of murdered schoolgirl Millie Dowler's phone. The News of the World paper, which was shut down in 2011, got hold of information from a voicemail message. And former F1 world champion says a change in ownership of Formula One will benefit the sport. It's being bought by an American media company, which Jenson Button thinks could help better utilise technology and attract a younger audience. The weather, patchy rain in northern areas this afternoon, more sunshine in the south, highs of 25 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
In the where?
South.
Sure.
South. 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 All
right. Right then, that was Victoria with the, I'm going to call it the news.
Yeah.
At 2 o'clock in 27 minutes, there will be more of what I'm going to call the news. But within there, as you know, there will be a made-up news story. The lines are open for you to make something up, completely invent it from scratch, and then have Victoria's mouth, this mouth, say it as fact. That's headline hijack, that's what we call it. It's there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme and only really tune in from 2 o'clock when they're back from their lunch. 87222 is the
number. Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll also meet a lonely luncher in the next half an hour.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday Breakfast Program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes. So that's Cass slamming the door. She's in a mood. So, Cornelius. A lot of reactions coming in for the big story, of course. A lot of reactions coming in.
Yes, lots coming in, John. This is from Anonymous Insider, who says they do only serve gruel in the canteens, but they're good portions because they serve them in those massive Sports Direct mugs.
Those great big ones.
The ones
they're
far too big.
Enormous, yeah.
And this is coming from Mr. Man, who says, you're talking about dark satanic Northern Mills. Is that where Cass was formed? I did ask her during the news, and the reply was a middle finger, which I believe is yes in Cass.
I've got a lot of reactions coming in as well over here. John, now we all know there's a certain high street, of course, retailer that I can't name, but... we all know how a certain high street shop forces its employees, it takes slavery right back to its original origins, forces their employees to fight lions in a purpose-built coliseum that each store has in the basement. This is a well-known high street chain, and that is proper slave labour, that if you don't pull your weight, they literally throw you into the lions, and it's worse, of course, if you work there and are a Christian. So that's... That's quite a problem. John, of course, I work for another, it shall remain nameless, retailer. This has come in from Anonymous. And they forced me to work on a plantation of discounted bike helmets and Lycra shorts. They grow tennis balls and women's dumbbells. They grow them and I'm forced to pick them. On the plus side, you know, that is exercise, because the dumbbells, you pick them up, don't you? John, of course, you know about that film that's coming out next year, 12 Years a Sports Direct Employee. It's I didn't want to play that. I wanted to play the headline hijack music.
Okay.
That's fine. I just didn't know the right thing. Oh. Here we go. So then, you know how it works, headline hijack. You know how it work. Because I've just told you about 2 minutes ago, so I'm not going to explain it again. But essentially, the lines are open to get your made-up news story to us. And you can do it via text 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Yes. Here's some of the made-up news stories that have been coming in. Don't forget, by the way, Lonely Lunch Club with prizes is on the way very shortly. With prizes. Stand by for that. Just teasing ahead. I got told I should tease ahead more, so I should do that. Fine. Headline hijack. A document from Apple has been leaked revealing long-term plans for the firm to ditch earphones completely. You know, they've ditched the headphone jack.
Mm.
We know about that from the announcement last night. They're ditching it overall in favour of a Bluetooth sensory pill that you place in your mouth that pipes the music into your brains. The first step to what's be called Operation Deaf was put into plan by getting rid of the headphone jack. As we know, it's stealth is what it is. It's
scary stuff.
It's scary stuff. Did you see the iPhone launch last night?
I was asleep.
It's amazing. Just the technology involved, really, because it's that Tim Cook was holding it up as he does, the CEO of Apple. It's invisible. You can't see it. It's so modern. It's like it's seamless and screenless and phoneless. And he was holding it up and showing the world how it worked and just sort of pointing at this. And the crowd was gasping, but there was. The camera, you couldn't really see the camera or anything. It was like
wow.
And the Emperor's new iPhone, they're calling it. It's a waste of time. Cornelius, what have you got?
This has come in from Nigel, who says that trade discussions with Australia have hit an early obstacle over a no-backsies clause that the Australian government are insisting on. Invoking a no-backsies clause will mean that any trade deals cannot be returned, even if one of the countries changes their mind after seeing the other person enjoy whatever we've traded more.
Yeah. Complicated, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very complicated.
I mean, I can't get my head around it.
Really, no.
No, we'll come to that. In fact, we'll come to it next, because the news in haikus is very much on the way, the first one of today, and Lonely Lunch Club. If you'd like to get into the Lonely Lunch Club, into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, here's the email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Cass will call you back, and we will induct you into the Tupperware Hall of Despair.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
The life of a van driver, a life of surprises, a life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota. Always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95D HP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental conditions apply.
Sounds fantastic. Another round, so what's this sound? That's a gang of larcenous gibbons making off with someone's treasured marimba. But what's this sound?
Go compare.
That's the sound telling millions of canny householders where to look to save on their insurance.
For the right home cover, you'll soon discover nothing quite compares to Go Compare.
Sounds fantastic.
Morning. So, you got an IT crisis?
Yeah, my machine's not responding.
Have you pressed Alt-Command F7?
Alt-Command F7.
No, F6.
You just said F7?
Yeah, I meant F6.
Our breakfasts are freshly prepared, even if you're not. Like the all-in-one breakfast wrap. McDonald's. We make breakfast. Served before 10:30 a.m.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Through Heversham in Cumbria, Prince's Way, the A6 is closed in both directions. That's because of a collision. You'll find the A66 also closed through the county. It's shut eastbound between Brough and Bowes. Accident investigation work. The M65 in Lancashire is closed both ways at Junction 10 for Burnley. That's because of an accident. Traffic's diverting via the slip roads. And through Sparkhill in Birmingham, there's delays along the A34 Stratford Road, where there are temporary traffic lights at Court Road. I'm Dave Stamford.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. That's that much is clear. Especially if you happen to be looking at your digital radio, because this happened yesterday, didn't it? Mm. People were looking at the digital radio, and it turns out that the screen's not wide enough to get the Talk Radio logo. Oh, not logo. What do they call it?
Strap line.
On
slogan.
Slogan.
Strobe line.
So it's of course Talk Radio's. We'll get you talking. Talk radio. It's light-hearted, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of nice. It's sort of, talk radio. We'll get you talking.
But then it works for more serious news as well. Like, talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's very diverse.
Yeah.
And it's very good.
Well, the problem is that on the front of digital radios, the screen isn't wide enough. So what it actually says, and people are now saying there's pictures of this, including Shuffle this morning, who sent us one with... it just said he drives a tractor. He's got a digital radio in his tractor. Ooh, la-di-da. And they say farmers are underfunded. And someone, yeah, I can't remember who it was yesterday, I'll look it up, but someone, basically, digital radios basically say, talk radio, we'll get you. Because that's all the room. Talk radio, we'll get you.
We'll get you.
It's diverse, worse both ways. There was one other one I wanted to share as well while we're on the subject. I mean, I could have prepared this by looking it up earlier, but I didn't.
Is it the one you retweeted yesterday?
Yes, it is, yeah. Yeah, I'm just trying to find it. So, you know, just this will be an exciting bit of radio while I try to find it.
There you go.
Oh, you found it. All right, yeah. Fine. Good. Who sent it in was what I was thinking of. Who was it? Was it Simon Watkins on Twitter? So we were talking about this yesterday and taking your pictures. And please do, by the way, if you're listening to this on the digital radio and it says Talk Radio, we'll get you.
We'll get you.
Then do send us a picture of it, please. We'll have a little gallery of it. but this is better. This is Radio 4. Simon Watkins sent one from Radio 4, which, of course, I guess it's during a news programme, a current affairs programme, and the phrase, of course, would be, scrolling past on the digital thing, rigorous analysis, I'm guessing. But, of course, the screen makes it just say, rigorous anal, which is not what you want on the front of your Radio 4, is it? It's a shocking... But anyway, the word is analysis, just to be...
Well, that just means someone who's very clean anyway.
To be clear. So those photographs, very welcome, actually. You can get those to us, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, as I was saying, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, John, I can't get my head around it.
You're not the only one, Cornelius. We get letters telling us that people can't get their head around it. And I've got some here, because every day I come in and the post bag bulges, I don't mind telling you, with letters from people who cannot get their head around the news. Here's one, for example. Dear John, the news. I can't get my head around it. That's from Paul there. Just one example of the many letters. I know you've got one there.
Yeah, this is from John, who says, dear John, please can you help me? I just can't get my head around the news.
He says it like that, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's written it, and that's very clever. He's very clever, but he still can't get his head
around the
news.
No. Dear John is another one. Dear John, I've seen a lot of the news today, and I simply can't get my head around it. That's from Jim. There's so many. Honestly, there's so many of these. I mean, all. But you know what? We are here to help you. That is our job. We are inside your radio, but we like to reach a helping hand out across the airwaves to you to Well, it leads you, take you by the hand and lead you through the complex world of news. And we do it by breaking the news down into its component parts. And when you do that, of course, if you take the news and you can, I mean, you can reduce it in any way you like. Consider yourself a sort of news chef, just sort of reducing the news down to its reduction, I suppose. And what do you end up with when that happens? That's right, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Parliament has to move yet another second home for all of them.
News in haiku.
I think you ruin it. You ruin that whole feature every time you do that.
Shall we meet a lonely luncher?
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
That is right. It is time to throw open the doors, the mouldering pit of bread doors, behind which you'll find the Tupperware Hall of Despair. For those that lunch alone, that is the point of it. We are here to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. On the phone now is a person called Bruce. Good afternoon, Bruce.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Bruce. Thank you for asking. But the point is, really, the real question, Bruce, is how are you?
I'm okay, thanks, John. Right. I appreciate you asking. Yeah. As you probably guessed, I'm quite lonely.
Yeah, well, that's the point of the exercise, so that would be the reason you've got in touch. Why, Bruce? Why are you lonely?
It's been an off few weeks, John, if I'm honest. I recently split up with my wife.
Oh dear.
And she's gone with the kids, so yeah. It has become increasingly lonely. I mean, if you want to know the details, I can of course tell you what happened.
Yes.
Well,
tentatively.
Well, no, it's okay. It's clean. It's,
okay, fine.
You know, nothing libelous. But you know, I recently went to, shall we say, a place where the trade normally go.
I know it. Yeah.
Yeah, and the problem is, I don't work in the trade, so I felt a bit like an outsider.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know what I was doing. I was admiring the toolbox, and it was an industrial size one. I kind of got myself locked in it.
Right. Okay. So let's look at the evidence. So you went to a place where the trade go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you? Well, okay. So you went, but you don't work in the trade, so already you're not welcome, presumably.
This is. I had to kind of go undercover.
Yeah. All right. Fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So the circumstances in which you became locked in a toolbox. I mean, what? Did you go into the toolbox and the door of the toolbox or the lid shut behind you, or did they lock you in?
Well, this is it. I mean, definitely, I think both elements are true. I mean, the lid closed behind me.
Yeah.
But I do think probably some pranksters, if I'm honest with you,
yeah,
did lock it. And to be honest, one good thing I will say about these toolboxes, they're very, very soundproof because no one heard me.
Well, that's the thing. What you could have done, because I know that many people this has happened to, and there's a code word, you see, there, where, and that's probably what you didn't realise, because you were probably shouting help.
Not.
You were shouting help, weren't you?
Yeah.
Help!
Was.
I'm trapped in the bot. Help! Like that? Was it like that?
Yeah.
Look, almost, show me now how you did it. Show me now, Bruce.
Help!
Yeah.
Help! I'm in a box!
Yeah. Now, you see, that's where you went wrong. Because what you have to shout is, you have to go, Selco! Like that.
God.
Yeah, and then that sets alarm bells ringing in people, and everyone goes, oh, that's where the trade go. And then...
Yeah, but you see, I did think about that,
yeah.
And in the panic of being trapped, I accidentally shouted the name of the other one.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No, I can see why they left you. They left you in the box. I can see.
Yeah.
I don't understand how this has led to the breakdown of your entire family unit.
Well, because I was trapped for 3 days.
Right.
I mean, I was actually starting to think I might have to try and cut my arm off like that bloke did when he fell down the cliff.
In the crevice?
Yeah. It didn't get that bad. I mean, I will say, well, you know.
Yeah, but he struggled though, didn't he? He struggled with the with a rudimentary tool to get through his arm in that film and in real life, like it was based on. Whereas you were in a toolbox. I mean, you had a choice. So don't come on the phone, Bruce, like with your sob story about not being able to cut your own arm off easily, because we know now that's not true. You could have done it easily.
But I mean, mental CD would not cut through my arm, and that's the only thing I had with me.
You're in a toolbox.
Yeah, but it was an empty toolbox.
Oh, okay. I wasn't clear on the details.
Fine. Oh, sorry. I should have.
You should have mentioned that. Again, yeah.
So basically, I got trapped in the toolbox for 3 days.
Yeah. Tool shit.
The wife just thought I went on an absolute bender.
Yeah.
And you know, that was it. So by the time I actually got released from the prison. A toolbox prison, not an actual prison.
Prison, yeah.
Just to clarify that.
When you got home, they just gone, right? They're out of there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it is a sad story, and it does explain why you're alone. And just listening to you for 5 minutes also explains that. So why? Yeah. What are you having for lunch, Bruce?
I just had a sandwich.
Yeah.
I would have eating it with you, but I didn't think on air would be the best place for me to actually eat my food, really.
We're more than happy to share that too. That's absolutely fine. What was in your sandwich?
Just some tuna.
Yeah.
But tuna's quite boring, so I like to jazz it up with a bit of Dijon mustard and some mayonnaise.
Yeah, I mean that's fair enough. But if that's not really jazzing it up, that's basic. That's route one for tuna jazzing. Oh, If you're going to jazz a tuna, you want to put something jazzier in it.
What, like a jazz mag? Come on, don't you think?
No, like, well, yeah, if you want, but like, I was thinking, like, you know, instead of butter, put Pritt stick on the bread or something, just to, you know, jazz it up.
Oh, but John, think about it. I mean, while I appreciate your suggestion, it's certainly more jazzy than just some mayonnaise and peach on mustard.
It's just a suggestion.
But it'll get stuck to the roof of my mouth, John.
Yeah.
And we all know what happened with Mr. Ed and the peanut butter.
Well, I don't, but never mind. Listen, Bruce, you are now inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. However, for getting in here, there are now gift prizes, and you get to choose what gift prize you would like.
Ooh.
Okay, from the following choice. You are now, you're in here, that's safe. But you can choose from the following gifts. Here we go. Okay.
A talk radio mug. Yes, you could be sipping from the same mug as the one, the only, Ash Gould. A Metro newspaper. Not just a copy of the free publication that used to sponsor the Paul Ross's Full Set Breakfast, but scrawled on it with my attempts to write the news in haikus. A TalkSport mug, the ideal receptacle for Prosecco, apparently. A copy of John's book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Out now.
Well, how else are we going to get rid of them? A TalkSport 2 mug. Get them before they're the only thing we have left in the prize chest. A Colin Murray TalkSport 2016 calendar. Not a fan of Jim White? Stare at this instead. And finally, the John Holmes on Talk Radio 2016 colander. A physical representation of an email typo, so covered in black marker that it's not safe to use on food.
There we go, that's your choice of gift prizes. Which of those would you like, Bruce?
Oh, well, you know what, I would have gone for the last option, but as it's not safe for food, I want to go for a mug representing Britain's almost least listened to radio station, Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, Britain's 34th most popular station out of a possible 39. That gift is going to be gifted to you, no guarantee, it won't be get smashed up by us to fit it in a jiffy bag with a hammer that we'll get in a toolbox that we get from Cell where the trade go.
Please don't mention the toolboxes.
Okay. That's Bruce. Thank you very much. He's inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Would you like to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair? Because if you would, here's what you do. You get on the email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now, small matter of today's texting. We need to set that up very quickly before the news. Now, you may have seen this at China. Air China, in their in-flight magazine, have been racist. Mm. So they have put a warning to people flying to London from China, saying that it's not safe to walk around parts of London where ethnic minorities live. That's what they said. Obviously, there's been a furore about it. Well, we thought we'd return the favour, in a way, because if they can make up facts about Britain, we can make up facts about China. So that's what we'll be doing this afternoon. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with a fact about China.
Have you got a fact about China, Cornelius?
Yes, did you know, John, that the Chinese economy is growing incredibly fast? In fact, last year, the fastest it was recorded growing was 345 miles per hour.
Thank you very much. Before the invention of cutlery, the Chinese used to eat their food with pianos. It's from here we get the word chopsticks. Your facts about China, please. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Time for Headline Hijack, then. In the news that is along next, there will be a made-up news story. It will be one of yours. But whose will it be? Whose made-up news lie will be spaked out of Victoria's mouth? Well, we're about to find out. It's there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit. We will not speak of it after 2 o'clock. Cornelius.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
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 Hi. Wish your name was Fidelity, because that would have worked really well. I would have gone, hi.
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 Hi, Fidelity.
Cool. We got not much time.
All right. Who sent it in?
This is from Sammy.
Sammy.
Sammy with an I, so I'm presuming it's a lady.
All right.
A lady Sammy.
Mm-hmm. And where's Sammy from?
Manchester.
Congratulations, Sammy in Manchester. You got your made-up news story into the news. Which is next? Then it's time for work experience punditry, as Steve comes in to talk us through a week's worth of geeky, gadgety stuff. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The sale of the summer at DFS ends Monday, but there are still savings on every sofa in store. So be quick. DFS.
5 for the 6 o'clock film, please.
That's £62, sir.
Bit steep? I'll tell you what. I'll give you £30, we'll skip the trailers and leave before the end.
It's still £62, sir.
What if I keep one eye shut?
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Focus Titanium from only £199 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit Ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £4,776, 35 monthly rentals of £199 provided by ALD Automotive Limited, subject to status. You'll not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 3-metre length of 15mm copper pipe for only £4.29 ex-fat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more. More real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Important news for those who are sick of hearing about PPI. The FCA may impose a 2019 deadline for PPI claims, which means you might not hear ads like this in the future. But it also means you could miss out on claiming up to £5,000 if you were missold PPI. So what are you waiting for? PPI Claimback will do most of the work for you, and if you haven't had PPI, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. It's 2 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Minister defends allowing new grammars, Parliament at risk of a catastrophic event, and Star Trek turns 50.
Talk Radio.
The Education Secretary has been defending grammar schools, insisting children won't be separated into winners and losers. The Prime Minister is expected to back the scrapping of the current ban on new grammars being built in England, which has been in place since 1998. Critics say the system favours those who can't afford tuition before the entrance tests. There are 69 grammar schools in Northern Ireland, and Education Minister Peter Weir says they can work.
There's an enduring popularity of academic selection and of the grammar school system in Northern Ireland, with the end result that consistently Northern Ireland has achieved the greatest level of academic success of any part of the United Kingdom. It's a proven system, both in terms of the popularity and indeed in terms of the result.
The European Council's president has told Theresa May to get on with the process of triggering the UK's exit from the EU. Donald Tusk's been meeting the Prime Minister at Downing Street, urging her to invoke Article 50 as soon as possible. MPs face moving out of the House of Parliament for 6 years so renovation work can take place. The plans to see Commons and Lords members decamp from 2022, while a £4 billion restoration project is carried out. Former Conservative MP Nick Dubois has told Talk Radio it's essential something is done.
People who haven't worked there will not really appreciate the full extent of some of the problems, but if it was happening in their own house or in their own workplace, they would. The last time repairs were done to the House of Commons chamber of any substance was when it was bombed in the Second World War.
Two men are being questioned by anti-terror police in West London. The 19 and 20-year-old are being held on suspicion of preparing an act of terrorism. A union organisation is criticising zero-hour contracts, saying they've become an easy way to employ staff on the cheap. New figures show the number of workers on one has increased by a fifth over the past year. And it's a big day for Star Trek fans as the franchise turns 50, as well as 13 feature films. There have been more than 700 episodes of the sci-fi show on TV. A new series called Star Trek Discovery will air next year. Jerry Ryan, who played Borg 7 of 9 in Star Trek Voyager, says the show's hugely influential.
The cell phone, the flip phone, came from our communicators. The iPad came from our pads. There are so many technologies that have been inspired by Star Trek. But I think what's more important that it's contributed is this positive vision of what our future could be for society.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Yeah.
Patchy rain.
I wasn't listening.
Patchy rain in northern
areas. I was reading some information for later.
More sunshine in the south, highs of 25 degrees.
We might have a guest later, you see. I was just...
A real-life guest?
Yes.
Oh, that's exciting.
Isn't it, though?
Who?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me that. Only the model, Lily Cole, model and actress Lily Cole.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
She's meant to be very, very intelligent.
She is very intelligent.
Yeah.
And that's why she's doing... thing on National Literacy Day, which is what it is today.
Mm.
International Literacy Day. Not even national, international.
Yeah, so Elton John's been doing some stuff on
that. Elton John has been doing some stuff on that as well.
Mm. A is for AIDS. Fact. That's what his thing says.
I mean, thanks for that. Great.
Yeah, maybe you should know that.
I did know that. I know A is for AIDS.
Are we just going to ignore that email noise that went off?
Let's find out whose fault that was. Chloe? Chloe? Chloe?
I'm talking, yeah.
Yeah, I know, couldn't hear you.
Yeah, okay.
We could hear your email noise.
Whose email's that?
Who sent you an email?
I don't know, I closed it.
Mm. Mm. Do you have your computer fader open, did you?
It's the same as the news.
Is it? Chloe, that's exciting, isn't it, Talk Radio? Live email delivery.
I know, I really want to see if it's like the canteen or something.
Have a look, open it.
No, well, it'll take ages, we need to do sport and stuff.
Spaghetti bolognese and vegetables today, yeah. At the canteen. Yep.
Sorry, S is for spaghetti bolognese. A is for AIDS, S is for spaghetti.
Well, I haven't looked into the whole alphabet.
Okay. Anyway, Lily Cole, hopefully joining us later on the programme. Here's Ben with some pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Bournemouth manager Eddie Howe says that reports linking him with a move to Arsenal in the summer to replace Arsene Wenger are meaningless. The 38-year-old says he doesn't want or need to hear such speculation and that his only focus is to win games at Dean Court. Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino thinks the addition of Moussa Sissoko helps maintain the strength and depth of the side. Sissoko impressed for France at Euro 2016 but had mixed reviews at Newcastle last season before joining Spurs late on transfer deadline day for around £30 million. Pochettino's happy to have him in.
He's a player that can help us a lot, and he's a player that can bring experience. He's a player that is fast, strong. You know, when you play a lot of game and you have a lot of competition to play, you need to keep your level.
Finally, on day one of the Rio Paralympics, Dame Sarah Storey can become the first British woman to win a 12th Paralympic gold medal. She aims to defend her title in track cycling C5 individual pursuit later tonight. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Victoria's got some more news.
Sorry. Okay, so in health news, there's been a medical breakthrough which will make a medicine that can severely decrease the chances of contracting brain freeze. Several ice cream companies have said they're considering attaching a pill. Attaching a pill to each ice cream product.
B is for brain freeze. Right, 7 minutes past 2 o'clock. Next, Work Experience Punditry.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is a produced radio promo.
With special effects devised to get your attention.
This is where I can tell you what you can win.
I'll say it again with effect.
What you can win.
Now I speed up to emphasize how important it is. A massive big prize followed by another big prize and an opportunity to win the overall prize.
The overall prize.
The overall prize allows you and somebody you know to do something amazing.
Thanks to this radio station.
Now the details.
Listening to this radio station lots and lots of times. Keep track of all the things that we do. We may ask you what we did. If you can tell us, there's a chance you can win. It's only a chance, mind. There's no guarantee. You then go to an impossible draw up against thousands of other listeners.
But then you could win the ultimate prize.
Ultimate prize.
The only way to tell you is on a radio produced promo. Big bang to finish the whole thing off.
Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello there. I'm John Holmes. And now we happen upon the area marked Work Experience Punditry. If you're familiar with the show, you'll know it's where we road test the next generation of critics, broadcasters and pundits with the, the added advantage that much like Sports Direct, we don't have to pay them properly. Welcome, Steve. Welcome back. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for inviting me back.
You're free. So, you've got geeky, gadgety stuff to review, I understand?
Yeah, I've got some more geeky, gadgety stuff to review.
All right, then. Where are we going to start?
Apple has lost the plot. So that's what I've named this headline for myself. Yeah. So last night, Apple unveiled the latest iPhone with one particularly, feature missing from the phone.
Yeah.
Which was a headphone jack.
Yeah.
Now it's causing quite a storm. So basically, what they've done is they've just taken it away because it's more water resistant. And they basically said that the lightning port can be used as a new headphone jack. So it comes with a... sort of like a headphone adapter,
yeah.
But the only problem is there's only 8 available. So
there's only 8 adapters available.
There's only 8.
So 8 people can have an adapter and everyone else can't.
Yeah,
shotgun.
there you go.
I don't think it does come with a shotgun as well. we knew this was coming, right? This had been leaked a long time ago.
Yeah, we knew it was coming.
So why is everybody moaning about it now? Because it's happened, I suppose.
Because it's happened and because people don't really want it to happen. But then I was doing some research and I found Apple were normally the first people to drop something that people think is relevant. For example, in the 90s, they were the first people to stop installing floppy disks drives to their computers. And then they obviously stopped the... gone out of my head. They also stopped
the disk
CD drives and disk drives as well. So, who knows? We could be...
They've also dropped Ethernet ports. Well, because it's all your Wi-Fi, isn't it, and all that stuff.
And trackpads by what my Mac has done today.
It's just your laptop things. Broken
well, it's
today.
Just mine, but I'm going to blame them
no,
for it.
Mine broke today as well. Can I just point out?
Really?
Yes, my MacBook, the Finder application doesn't work. You click Finder, you know, which you use to navigate the whole computer, doesn't do anything. Freezes. I mean, bloody hell.
Maybe they want us to buy a new. I'm convinced it's a conspiracy theory, but I'm convinced it breaks at this time of year, so you have to buy another one.
I looked it up, and it's what to do in the event of your Finder on your Mac not working. And it said, "Oh, it's easy. You can fix it. You navigate to library preferences thing, and then you'll find the apple.com/thing file plist thing." I did all that. I haven't got that file, and you have to clear that. I haven't got it. It's not in mine, so I don't know. Sorry, I forgot I was on the radio. I thought I was complaining in an Apple store.
There are some positives of the new iPhone, because I don't want to come in there and be all negative, but I have found some positives. You can now drop your phone in some water for half an hour before it breaks.
That's quite a specific time scale, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's about the length of a bath, though, so it's perfect.
That's a good point.
There you go.
I can see. So you're saying they removed the headphone port because they say that's a point of ingress for water.
Yeah, because it stops the water going in.
Yes, but surely the lightning port also allows water to get in.
Exactly. I don't know their thinking of
And if you mix lightning and water, what happens? Explosions. It's electricity and water. Don't do it, kids.
They've got an anti-explosion app installed on it. Very clever. Yeah,
Samsung might need that.
Good point again.
They also have a 12 megapixel camera.
Oh yeah, I know.
With a zoom feature.
Yes, and it's what I've written about this. It's a Polaroid camera, like the retro element. and so what is brilliant, what you do is you take the picture and the photo comes out of the bottom of the camera.
Really?
Out of the bottom of the phone. Now, and so the phone's a bit wide, it has to be the width of a Polaroid photograph, but it comes out the bottom, slides out the bottom. You wave it around in the air to make it.
You shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very clever.
There. Yeah, so that's a good innovation. That's good, isn't it? But the headphone thing, going back to that, people are complaining mainly because if there is an adapter, and let's assume they make more than 8 eventually, what does it matter? Because all you do is you keep your existing headphones that you like and you just plug it into the adapter.
Yeah, people are moaning about that. I don't see the problem with that.
Well, unless, because in your pocket, it's bulky and crap enough anyway with your headphones. So I suppose it's... don't they want a Bluetooth set of headphones?
That's the thing. They've launched, like, AirPods. So they've given you get a set of AirPods, which are basically the headphones.
But their Apple headphones are crap.
Exactly, you get given that. But they cost £120, but then there was a report of somebody trying it out in the Apple store, and they popped these in, which look ridiculous, and they just went, oh, if I was a thief, for example, they just went over and took it out of the ear. That's how easy it is. So you're spending £120, and someone could just walk up to you and just go, take it out of your ear.
Yeah.
It's not very safe.
Yeah, I see the problem. I mean, there's also that thing of you can't charge it then while you're listening to something.
Yeah, that'll be right.
And of course, if you're listening via your Bluetooth or whatever it might be, the battery goes down in seconds anyway, doesn't it? So I can see why there are issues with this. Because if you're in your car and you plug your phone in physically to your car stereo rather than Bluetooth, then you can't charge it while you're doing that.
Yeah, so either way, your battery life's gone.
Yeah. Great. What next?
Next one? Okay. So, Nintendo. Obviously, everyone's aware of the big Pokemon Go thing. That was a big success. Now they've released a new thing, which nobody expected in the launch yesterday. I'm only bringing it up because I'm a massive nerd and what I'm about to talk about. Mm. Anyone played Mario here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played Mario Kart.
Okay. Well, they've launched...
What, here? Like you said?
No.
Oh.
Played at my friend's house.
Fine.
Basically, it's Super Mario Run, which is going to be launched on iOS.
I mean, I kind of know what it is.
It's like an Italian plumber jumping on some mushrooms.
Yes. I know. I know that. I remember the film with Bob Hoskins.
There's a film.
Come on, geek boy, who likes Mario. There was a film of Super Mario Brothers with Bob Hoskins playing Super Mario.
Who's Bob Hoskins?
Who's Bob Hoskins?
Who is Bob Hoskins?
Oh, for crying out loud. Bob Hoskins, the actor, died last year. It was in The Long Good Friday, no?
No, never seen that film. Yeah.
Well, don't. It's absolutely appalling. It is on every single level. But anyway, there was a film of it.
Okay.
Do your research, come on.
Well, I played the games.
Right. You didn't know you were going to bring up Bob Hoskins.
In my defence, I play the games, not watch the film. Because the films are awful.
When that's another day as well. Well, you know, one of our other reviewers can watch the films.
Exactly. They could. I didn't want to take away the content from that other person.
Who's reviewing film tomorrow?
No one.
Who will be reviewing film tomorrow?
No one. We're doing a book review tomorrow.
Oh, fine.
Was there a book on Mario?
Probably.
I don't know.
I should have known this if there is now.
Bob Hoskins wrote it.
Yeah. He wrote the book on Mario. Do you play this Mario game often?
Occasionally, if I'm bored. I can't play at the minute because my laptop's broke.
Yeah, if you understand.
I can't pronounce his name, but the owner of Nintendo basically said, we've been making Mario games for a while, and now they've teamed up with iOS. Basically, it's the first multi-platform game to be working on the touchscreen. So it's all touchscreen based, basically, and you can do it on the portrait of your phone, which is new because normally no other games around have got. You have to play it on the DS or something. So it's a revolution. So basically, all the third party games that are out at the minute, which is a rip off, says Leprechaun World, which is a rip off of Mario. It's just a leprechaun catching gold.
I honestly
understood some people's opinion. We should say,
yeah. I honestly understood about 20% of what he just said. I mean, if I'm honest. I know what a cart is.
What's that?
Well, Super Mario Kart.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I know what that is. It's like a go-kart.
Little car, yeah.
There you go.
I feel like that bit was too nerdy. I should have put nerd alert on the front of this one.
We could have a nerd alarm for you if you want.
I just included it because I thought it's interesting and it's the first one. It's a revolution. Retro's back at the minute.
To be fair, many people listening will agree with you. I know, that's absolutely fine. That's what this section is for, Steve. So don't worry about it.
What have we got next?
Do you want the next one?
Well, we're going to take traffic and travel, but do tease forward, if you would, as to what we're going to be talking about next.
Samsung's new phone. Okay, it's basically a phone week today, because that was all over the tech news, basically.
Fine, that'll do. All right, so we'll be doing that next. You're listening to Talk Radio. Don't forget, later on the programme, hopefully, the model and actress Lily Cole will be joining us, maybe in just over an hour's time. I'm John Holmes, you're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit. To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota. Always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
Important news for those who are sick of hearing about PPI. The FCA may impose a 2019 deadline for PPI claims, which means you might not hear ads like this in the future. But it also means you could miss out on claiming up to £5,000 if you were missold PPI. So what are you waiting for? PPI Claimback will do most of the work for you, and if you haven't had PPI, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Two lanes closed on the northbound M1 in Northamptonshire. An accident between junction 16 at Daventry and 17 for the M45. Traffic slow. Through Lancashire, the M65 is still closed in both directions at junction 10 at Burnley after an accident. Traffic's diverting via the slip roads. The A66 remains closed eastbound between Brough and Bowes. That's Cumbria to County Durham because of an accident. And in Heversham in Cumbria, Prince's Way, the A6 is closed both ways after an accident. I'm Dave Stanford.
Jaguar XE has been named Auto Express Best Compact Executive Saloon 2016. And what's more, the Dynamic XE is now available from just £259 a month plus VAT on business contract hire. Isn't it time you listen to the noise? Search Jaguar XE for more details.
Initial rental £1,554 plus VAT at 20%. 36-month Jaguar contract hire. Offer ends 30th of September. 10,000 miles per annum. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit jaguar.co.uk for more details.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Good afternoon, then, to you. Now, the news, obviously, Talk Radio is here to tackle the news, as you know, and we help sort of navigate our way through it. But if you've ever been on the receiving end of any news, you'll realise that it's quite complicated. Cornelius, you find it quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, that's where we can help you, because here on the programme, as regular listeners will know, we navigate the news through the medium and the form of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and then another five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
May won't reveal if Brexit means single market, exit or smexit.
The news in haiku.
Shut up.
Smexit. Work experience punditry, that is what you find us in the midst of. Steve is here. Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon.
He's got geeky, gadgety stuff. That's what we review on a Thursday with a work experience. And the reason for that is because we don't have to pay them. How'd you like that? Mike Ashley, boss of Sports Direct. So, we've talked about something incomprehensible to do with Super Mario and Nintendo that you knew a lot about and I still don't understand. And we also talked about the launch, of course, of the new Apple iPhone, which was last night, and more phone news, I understand.
Yes, so I've tried to go, tried to be a bit funny with the headline, just put Samsung's on fire, everybody is terrified, just because I tried to have a Will Griggs reference, but it just didn't quite work.
John doesn't get that.
I don't.
We've tried that joke on the show a number of times, and John always goes, what's that?
Explain it to me again.
It's a football chant that was popular at the Euro 2014 for a Northern, it was a Republican of Irish footballer, Will Griggs.
Northern Irish.
Was he Northern Irish? okay. Yeah. An Irish footballer.
Yeah. And how does it go?
It goes, Will Griggs on fire. Your defence is terrified. Will Griggs on fire. It's to the tune of another
song. Was he actually on fire?
No.
I mean, that's like. I'm surprised that's allowed.
To be honest, he was largely on the bench.
Right. Was the bench on fire?
No.
Because if you rub two bits of wood together, you can cause a fire, can't you? So.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't leave the bench. It works with every footballer. Everybody
sees a piece of wood either.
Are all the footballers on fire? I'm really confused now.
No,
so is there an app that sets light to footballers?
No, right. Maybe they're. I mean, if they have Samsungs, they will be.
Right, and this is a good claw back there. This is to do with the batteries of Samsung.
So basically, they launched their new Note 7 in time for the iPhone, basically last month, is a bit earlier.
Yeah.
So they had, you know, all the gadgets you can want. They had a spare pen, the features mean you can make better gifts.
It came with a spare pen.
It comes with a pen, so you can create gifts. It was very complicated. So you can draw and edit gifts. It was really interesting.
Right.
And better security, better camera, but it came with one catch, which was that it caught fire. So it's obviously not been
it's
best launch.
Quite a big catch, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, in terms of just technology and phones. Yeah, you know, they sort of, I mean, they like gloss over it. They go, yeah, it's got a new pen, it's got a great camera, it's lovely and curved, it catches fire, it's got a nice lead. Go, what? No, go, hang on, stop, go back to the fire, what? It's a kind of glossing over that as a selling point.
Yeah, there is a way to avoid it. Just don't put it on charge.
Or don't buy one. So does it burn while it's on charge?
It depends. It'll either burn when it's on charge or set fire when it's off charge, when it's fully charged.
So they record all of this and what?
They basically just record the phones that have had issues and they're trying to fix it. Mm. But that brought me on to my point of phones that have had really bad, or gadgets that have had really bad launches.
Oh, good, all right.
Where it's gone wrong. So we had hashtag Intenegate, which obviously in 2010 saw the release of the iPhone, where Apple tried to cut everyone from the real world by losing signal. That was the big issue.
That was the one. Yeah, what was the problem with that? Was it that your hand was over the antenna or something? Is that what that was?
Yeah, so if you just hold the phone, your hand's over the antenna. And then you just can't speak to anybody.
Yeah, I remember.
We also had in 2012 when Apple Maps just directed everybody in the wrong direction. So they became as useless as James May. And in 2014, you saw hashtag Bendgate, which could be taken a number of ways. Apple launched a surprise new Bendy phone in the 6X, so it just basically...
That's right, so if you had it in your back pocket...
Yeah, it'll just bend.
It just bent. Is it a kind of trend then now that... Because now this one's going to go down as what? Headphone jack gate.
Yeah,
presumably,
or somebody would have already, because that's what I don't get. That's why I brought that up. Is all phones when they get released, you have queues outside Regent Street Apple Store, or like queues outside any shop. Why buy it straight away? That's why I don't get. Why do people buy them straight away? Because it's going to have an issue. Just wait 6 weeks until they sort out the issues.
Yeah, you are right. Is it a case of geeks like you trying to be ahead of the curve? Clever, because that's like a phone. And get in the queue. Is it a kind of status thing, Steve? Is that what people do?
Hipster.
Don't go down that route with your hipster nonsense. That's yesterday with Ellie. But is it that though? Because, I mean, also, they're expensive, right, these things?
Yeah.
So, and the people in the queues, you know, are... I don't know, they're not Sir Philip Green, are they? They're not rich beyond the dreams of avarice.
That's because they've probably been employed by people to stand in the queue.
Is that a thing?
Yes. I learned that the other week.
Do tell more.
You can employ people to stand in the queue for you if you don't want to wait. People in iPhone queues have been paid, some of them have been paid to stand there.
That's an excellent idea.
Yeah. If I had money, I'd probably get someone to do that.
Yeah, because no one likes queuing, right?
No. So you can save time to it, and people make loads of money from it.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, that's why they look poor in the queues of the launch dates, because they've been paid for it.
Well, that's what you could do then, right, and this would be a really good thing to do, sincerely, is because obviously in big cities like London, Birmingham and somewhere, people are queuing for these iPhones, you could pay homeless people who are already on the street through no fault of their own to stand in a queue for you, but like then you're paying the money.
That's a genius idea, actually.
So why isn't that a thing? There's no point in just paying.
Probably because they can't access the internet, actually, because it's done online.
Couldn't you just go up to a homeless person and go, look, do you want, you know, have you got any spare change? No, but what I have got is, you know, 20 quid for you to stand in that queue tonight. I mean, you're going to be in that doorway anyway. You might as well just stand there, and therefore there's 20 quid. I'll be back in the morning to take your place. That's a good thing.
That is a good thing, actually.
See? I don't know why I'm not in charge of everything.
Can I just say that Julia Hartley Brewer actually did something similar?
What, she paid a homeless person to present her show for her?
No, she paid her cleaner. I'm sure she says she paid her cleaner to queue up for Harry Potter tickets.
No way!
I think that happens, yeah.
Did she?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not making that up.
Are you allowed to be saying this on the radio?
It's not defamatory.
Well, it isn't true.
Okay, tomorrow I'll ask her.
What, in court? I think it's a good idea. I think it's good. I think, yeah, absolutely. Victoria looks worried now. I think it's good. Yeah. All right. Briefly, anything else?
Just one more that I saw. It's actually a real thing. It happened on Dragon's Den over the weekend. It's called Kids Flush.
Kids Flush.
Yeah. So it's a dad called Jamie Lawler came on and he designed this thing. So he was like sick of his kids not flushing the toilet. So it's a little device that you put on top of the flush, and then when they press it, a little melody plays.
How does that encourage a child to flush?
Because it's, like, bright and it looks like a toy. basically.
What they should do is employ people to flush it for them, right? So, because I think Julie Hartley Brewer does that, doesn't she? I think when Julie Hartley Brewer goes for a poo, she employs her cleaner to come in.
Well, no, if it's at work, I have to do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm her assistant producer.
Yeah, I know. So, you know. You have to wipe a bottom for her as well, don't you?
Well, I don't have to.
It's a good idea. Steve, thank you very much.
No worries,
thank you. For coming in. Geeky, gadgety stuff. Are you back again next week?
If I'm invited, yeah.
Don't know, see how we feel. Right, good, that's Steve. He had geeky, gadgety stuff. And still to come on the programme, the actress and model Lily Cole will join us later on to talk about International Literacy Day, which she is an ambassador for, along with the likes of Elton John, Usain Bolt, Sting, of all people, and Idris Elba. None of them are coming in, to be clear, just Lily Cole. And she might even be on the phone, we don't know yet, we're waiting to find out. Anyway, ahead of all of that, there will be the big debate at 3 o'clock. We'll go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. There's a diversity paper review, there's showbiz from a man who has little or no understanding of showbiz. He's Reese, he works for TalkSport. And, of course, nobody's favourite quiz is on later, Paul Rossmaster. All of those things on the way for now, just after 2:30. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister is backing plans to scrap a ban on new grammar schools in England. Theresa May says it'll help every child get access to opportunity. Students have to pass a test to get into a grammar school. And she argues there's already a kind of selection in the current system because of high house prices in the catchment areas of the best schools. But Labour's Shadow Education Secretary Angela Rayner doesn't back the idea.
Many parents, if you can afford to tutor your child, for some parents are paying up to £5,000 and doing 3 years of tuition to get their children into the grammar. It's completely disgraceful.
£4 billion of repairs are being recommended for the Palace of Westminster to prevent a catastrophic event like a huge fire. A committee of MPs and peers is recommending that politicians move out for 6 years for the work to take place. The publisher of Air China's in-flight magazine has apologised for printing an article about London, which was branded racist. The airline's withdrawn the edition that advised tourists to be cautious when visiting areas of London mainly populated by Indian, Pakistani and black people. Thousands of post office workers are going on strike in a dispute over branch closures, jobs and pensions. Members of the Communication Workers Union will walk out for 24 hours next Thursday. And Labour MPs have had a rare victory in the Westminster Dog of the Year Awards. Jonathan Reynolds, two eight-year-old Labrador. Thanks, guys.
I mean, you prepare your own news, don't you?
Yeah.
So why do you put difficult words in it?
I can usually say Labradoodle.
You just did.
Well, yeah.
Handily, Lily Cole's coming in later for International Literacy Day.
Mm.
And she could perhaps help you say Labradoodle. I will ask her.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to try it again?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Jonathan Reynolds,
yes.
2 8-year-old Labradoodles, Clinton and Kennedy, won the annual competition. They're only the party's second winner in the last 9 years.
A little heartwarming animal story there.
The weather, patchy rain in northern areas this afternoon, more sunshine in the south with highs of 25 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. Yes, I'm John Holmes. It's 25 minutes to 3 o'clock or thereabouts. Anyway, very shortly, there will be the diversity paper review with Matt. He will be in to look through the newspapers for us. Ahead of that, you just heard, of course, of the Chinese story that Victoria had in the news there, the Air China plane that in its in-flight magazine had something racist, saying that parts of London with ethnic minorities in weren't safe. So we're returning the favour by making up stuff about China this afternoon. If you've got a China fact, you can get it to us, 87222.
Starting message with
Word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Slight message with a Chinese fact.
Did you forget what you had to do there?
A little bit, okay, yeah. I couldn't remember which one you said because you sometimes mix them up to trip me up.
Right. Here's a fact that's come in here. Thank you very much. Who sent this? Let me see. Lauren. Chinese families will often order a takeaway of British food one night at the weekend. Chinese fact. Popular British takeaway dishes in China include sausage and mash, turkey twizzlers with potato smileys, and deep-fried Jaeger bombs. Chinese facts coming in. Have you got one there, Cornelius?
Yeah, have you read this one out?
No.
Okay, yeah, this is from it's from Simon, who says, Chinese laws are all numbered, just like in a Chinese takeaway menu. When an officer is arresting someone, he'll just say something along the lines of, I'm arresting you on the charge of 12, 41 and 32.
Speaking of food, in the Chinese version of Great British Bake Off, the losers are executed as dissidents and their cakes are imprisoned.
It's true.
Yeah. Fact. 8722 for yours.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, are we going out onto the streets? I think we are. Out on the streets, if you've ever been out on the streets, you will know that there are people there. The people, well, they think things. We like to go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. We send our crack team of reporters out there every day, so-called because they are a team of reporters that are on crack, to take the pulse of the nation. What the people think. Today, do they think archery or earthworms?
Earthworms.
Archery.
Archery.
Earthworms. Archery.
Earthworms.
Earthworms.
Earthworms. Earthworms.
Archery.
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 Earthworms.
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 Archery.
Archery.
Earthworms.
Earthworms.
Archery.
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 Earthworms.
Archery. Earthworms. Archery.
Earthworms.
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 Archery.
Earthworms.
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 Archery.
Archery.
Earthworms.
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 Archery.
Archery. Archery.
Archery.
Archery.
Archery.
Earthworms. Earthworms. Earthworms.
Archery.
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 Earthworms.
Archery. Earthworms.
Archery.
Archery.
Earthworms.
And there you have it. That's what the people on the street think. They think archery or earthworms, of course. But now it's over to you. What do you think? We want to know. We're Talk Radio. We want to know what you think. We're Talk Radio. We'll get you.
Talking.
No. No, no, no. If you just joined us, you've missed the fact that on the front of people's digital radio screens, and people are sending us photographs of this, so please join in with that. It's not long enough to display the whole slogan for Talk Radio, which is, of course, Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. So it just says, in a very threatening way, really, Talk Radio, we'll get you. So I'm going to adopt that as the official slogan, I think, and go and just cross the actual slogan off everything else. However, if you'd like to text us to tell us whether you think archery or earthworms, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word earthworms or archery.
We'll be back after the traffic and travel with, the big debate's at 3 o'clock, I can tell you that. Matt will be here next, though, with the Diversity Paper Review. The newspaper's reviewed each day by a different diversity today, Matt, because he's a Jew. I am John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The sale of the summer at DFS ends Monday, but there are still savings on every sofa in store. So be quick. DFS.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your car come down? Well, it just has. At your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with new cars at their sales event between the 8th and 12th of September. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall Sales Event. Simple. on selected models across the range at participating retailers from the 8th to the 12th of September. £500 on a prepaid debit card. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then? That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of tubular bells. So what about this sound?
To compare.
Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
We're here to tell you about our club. A club unlike any other. Sky Bet Club. With offers and deals for new and existing customers, like a £5 free bet every week with Sky Bet Club when you bet £25. That's on all sports, accumulators and singles. So download the app and join us to make betting for the many, not the few. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Minimum bet of £25. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Two lanes closed on the northbound M1 in Northamptonshire. An accident between junction 16 at Daventry and 17 for the M45. Traffic slow. Through Lancashire, the M65 is still closed in both directions at junction 10 at Burnley after an accident. Traffic's diverting via the slip roads. The A66 remains closed eastbound between Brough and Bowes. That's Cumbria to County Durham because of an accident. And in Heversham in Cumbria, Prince's Way, the A6 is closed both ways after an accident. I'm Dave Stanford.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comments on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio, we'll get you. I'm John Holmes and, glancing around there, I've noticed that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, John, I can't get my head around it.
Cornelius, worry no more, for this is the programme that helps you navigate the tricky waters of the news by breaking news down to its component parts. When you do that, of course, we all know that you end up with just some Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Mike Ashley flashed cash at minimum wage workhouse and bought loads of mugs.
Great big Sports Direct mugs. Oversized.
Really big.
Yeah, you've never seen one. They're too big for mugs. It's like the opposite. It's like the opposite of the wages he pays, isn't it? it's time now to delve into today's newspapers. It's the Diversity Paper Review, and yeah, again, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that that means the newspapers are gone through by a different diversity each day. And today's diversity, well, we welcome back Matt, who is...
I'm Jewish.
Yes, and he's got the papers. What's in them, Matt?
I've got a wide variety and diverse selection of papers to indulge in on this Thursday afternoon.
Excellent,
the
good.
The first headline I thought you'd love to hear about is... Shocked resident tell of marijuana horror after kids were left vomiting when cannabis farm went up in smoke.
It's quite a long headline, certainly, but I think there's plenty to stuff into our pipe, as it were.
It captures the imagination.
Yes. Another argument would be, that's the whole story in the headline.
Yes, yes, it is. The other details I can add for you, though, is it happened up north, obviously, in Manchester.
I mean, why obviously?
Obviously.
Why obviously?
Because it wouldn't be happening on the southeast coast.
Yes, it could. May as well. I mean, you're in trouble here.
I mean, you're in trouble now with Asprod Cass, who is a Northern, and her face there looked angry, didn't it? Did you see a little angry face there? I mean, to be fair, it's hard to tell, because her face always looks like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Back to the news.
Yes.
Back to the news. Yes, the house was in Manchester. We don't know how the fire started, but supposedly there was a cannabis farm in someone's house, and it went up in flames, causing fumes that could cause people to smell them or breathe them in.
Yeah, inhale the cannabis.
Inhale the cannabis to become high, and obviously the amount of it led to people throwing up and vomiting.
Right. So we can assume that something... I mean, I'm no expert at this, let's be clear. But, you know, if you're growing it, then you're going to need, in a house, you need the lighting, don't you? The hydroponics.
Yeah, so, I've heard.
Yeah, that's what the kids call it. And so I suppose it could have been an electrical fault with that or something. Because as far as I'm aware, cannabis itself can't self-combust.
No, it's a plant.
Yes.
So biologically, I don't think it's able to. So yeah, I'm aware that you need quite a lot of electricity to have a cannabis farm, especially in this country, due to the climate.
Yes.
That's what my research has told me.
Good.
But we have found out that a 43-year-old man has been arrested, but released on bail pending further investigation into the discovery.
Okay, good. Well, and I mean, the vomiting people, were they... I mean, did they come to see the spectacle? Or well, did they... you know, was it an accidental inhalation?
Yeah, it was accidental. It was in a cul-de-sac in a small area, and I think there were quite a lot of people
gathered
nearby.
In a small area, like a hot box.
What's that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, so you could say that, Cornelius, and it led to several people inhaling it, and the amount that they were ingesting caused them to throw up and vomit.
I see.
That's awful. Apparently the corner shop down the road did very well out of it, though. Yes. That's what I hear.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Supposedly so. Yeah. So that was Manchester.
Okay.
Next headline. Nurse who had sex on dead girl's bed allowed back to work because she was emotionally distressed.
What? So hang on, is this in a hospital?
Yes, it was a hospital.
Right, so I'm guessing that, and please tell me, please God tell me, that someone very sadly had died in a bed and had been taken away.
Yes.
And then the nurse went at it.
That is my understanding of it.
Thank God.
Yes.
I mean, it's bad enough as it is. But I was thinking, oh, she's still there. That's awful.
Yeah.
But there were still some of the possessions of the sadly.
I can see what. Well, it's awful anyway. But you know.
Yeah, but it's a talking point.
It is that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But that's okay. What? So what? What are the background? What possessed this woman to do that there?
Well, she hasn't given a statement, understandably so.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's a massive issue. There's already a nursing crisis in this country, and I don't think this is going to help people trust the hospitals providing the care that is up for service.
Who was... Who did she have...
Who was playing doctor?
Yeah.
A friend of hers.
Okay.
I don't think it was anyone else that worked in the hospital.
In the hospital.
No, I think
right.
it was...
So he came in to see her.
Yes.
You know. Hey, it happens to us all, right? They came in to see her. Mm-hmm. They're hanging around an empty bed.
There's some antiseptic wipes and people enjoy that.
Exactly.
Some latex gloves.
Yeah.
One thing leads to another.
The possessions of a dead girl. I mean, who wouldn't?
We've all been there.
It's terrible. Anyway, she's been allowed back to work.
Yeah, she has been allowed back to work.
Because she was emotionally distressed by it.
I believe so. The Nursing and Midwifery Council found, although she had betrayed the trust of the girl's family and known the distress it would cause, she said that she was having an emotionally difficult time.
Yes, probably not so much as the family, but we'll gloss over it.
Mm. Exactly.
What a delightful tale. Next.
Oh, it gets better. Don't worry, we'll go lighter before we go harder.
That's what she said.
Partygoers wanted to go to Prism nightclub, but taxi driver took them to a prison. We've all been there. We've all been there. We've all been on a night out.
I haven't been to prison.
It's only a matter of time.
We've all been on a night out, maybe pre-drinking at a friend's house. When you get together, have a couple of beverages.
Yep.
Cabs turn up, taxis arrive. You tell them where you would like to go. Prism nightclub.
Yeah.
Ending up at HMP Birmingham in Windsor Green.
Did they still have a good night?
Well, I think so. I think they still ended up at Prison Nightclub where they wanted to go. But, you know, they went to a prison.
Well, originally, they should have been allowed into the prison. Mm. Just, I mean, as a rule of thumb, if that happens, you know, I think that's... You could have a kind of themed night if they'd done that.
I think they could have all dressed up.
At least it was open, unlike Fabric.
Exactly. May it rest in peace.
Did you know, by the way... No, don't say that, because that nurse will try and go and have sex in there. I think this is clever. The police operation to investigate the drug use in Fabric Nightclub was called Operation Lenore.
Oh, I saw this. I did know that.
Because?
Fabric softener?
It's a fabric softener.
Mm.
That's quite... I think that's clever. I mean, they've thought about that, because ordinarily... You know when Operation U-Tree... Right, and people go, why is it called Operation U-Tree? And you go, oh, no, it's just randomly assigned. These things are randomly, it's like randomly assigned operation names. It doesn't mean anything, no one's thought about it, it's just random things. Now it turns out that's not strictly true, because there's no way Operation Lenore was a random signing for something called Fabric.
No, it was sponsored.
Oh, that'll be it. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
For what it's worth, though, the milk in Broadcasting House comes from U-Tree Farm. That's a genuine fact.
At the BBC.
You'd think they'd have stopped that, wouldn't you? I mean, you'd be questioning where that milk came from. I mean, you know, is this, smell the milk? Is it from Radio 1 in the 1970s? It's gone off.
So many facts.
Yeah.
Final story for you. I told you we're going to get lighter before we get harder. So let's untie this one. Mum arrested for marrying her 25-year-old daughter 8 years after tying the knot with biological son.
Manchester again.
No, it doesn't actually say where they are, so we can't comment on where they are. Yeah. But
you probably think it's up north, don't you?
Possibly. Or somewhere that isn't northwest London.
Yeah,
which is, which is the only
big,
kind of part of the world I know.
You're a Jewish northeast.
It's exactly what I am. The northwest London Jewish bubble, and that's all there is to the world. Anyway, we found out that Patricia Spam lost custody of
Spam?
Her... Spam? Spam.
Spam.
Yes.
Okay.
With an M. No M. She lost custody of her daughter Misty when she was a child. But reportedly, 2 years ago, they met up and, I quote, hit it off.
What newspaper is this in?
This is everyone's favourite paper, The Mirror.
Okay, good. Excelled themselves here. Yeah,
it's a genuine story.
Right. The music's about to run out, everybody.
Is it? Okay, well...
There. just telling you. Carry on.
Anyway, she had...
We need to make that longer.
That one?
That one.
Which one is it?
It's the Green Day instrumental.
Okay.
Make a little note there. Green Day instrumental.
Longer.
A bit longer. Cool. It's 9 minutes, 4 seconds, and that's not long enough for this feature.
No.
Because this feature fills the gap here.
All right, okay, just gap. Cool, I've written gap.
Thanks.
Sorry, I've just found out where the couple got married. It wasn't even in this country, it was Oklahoma in the US of A.
Ah.
So North America.
Yeah.
Is it?
Difficult.
Wouldn't like that, would you?
No. I'm very much just a New Yorker. If I go to America, yeah, and that's it. Nowhere else exists.
Got your little zones. right, okay, so in Oklahoma, Patricia?
Spam. Married Misty Spam.
Misty Spam. Imagine being called... That's a porn name, isn't it? Misty Spam, isn't it? I mean, that really is.
They've thought...
I mean, how'd you get that porn name? By your least favourite weather and least favourite meat.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, let's do it. Cornelius, what's your least favourite weather?
My least favourite weather, fog.
Right, and what's your least favourite meat?
Beef.
Right. Foggy beef.
Foggy beef, that's your porn name. What about you, Matt?
Drizzly.
Drizzly.
And obviously, continuing on the theme of diversity and being Jewish, I'm going to have to go with pork.
Pork, yeah, drizzly pork.
Drizzly pork.
That is good, it's a good name.
Go on,
Watch a film with that in.
Go on, what's yours?
Least favourite weather. Probably it's a toss up. I think. Maybe hail. Right.
Mm.
Yeah. And my least favourite meat is possibly liver.
Hayley Liver.
Yeah. Hayley Liver.
We'll make some phone calls and see how we get on.
Yeah. Make some films and see how we get on. Hayley Liver.
All right.
Beef, what was it?
Foggy beef
and drizzly and lamb. Pork. Star, drizzly pork, beg your pardon. Star in. I'm gonna
meaty weather.
Meaty weather.
Available in all good blockbusters.
Weather. The Meat Office.
Oh, well, no.
That is good. The Meat Office, come on.
The Meat Office.
The Met Office.
Oh, I see. Yeah, good.
Yeah, that's right.
That
good.
Is very good, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, yeah.
You didn't see it coming.
I was going to go down the route of a film, you know, when they, with those kind of films, they just change the name of an existing thing slightly.
Mm.
I was trying to go along the lines of Wuthering Heights, but I hadn't got, hadn't got a meat one, so but it's fine. Wuthering Heights 2, The Meat Office. I don't know.
That's your diversity news.
Thanks, though. Yeah, I think that was almost worth it. Matt, thank you so much for coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks for having me.
That was there. after the news at 3 o'clock, we will be indulging ourselves with the big debate before 4 o'clock, today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. And with a bit of luck, we will be joined by the actress and model Lily Cole, who is going to be talking about International Literacy Day, hopefully joining us live this afternoon. I'll be honest with you, the reason we don't know for definite is because we quite got around to organising it, but we think it could be going to happen. That's the best I can do. If I'm just going to lay it out and be honest about it. Fine.
Very honest.
Right then, China facts, very quickly, some China facts. We'll be doing this because of the story that China Air China magazine is a racist, because it had a warning in it for visitors to London saying that various areas with, well, it's lack of diversity, ethnic minorities in, aren't safe. That's what the magazine said. There's been a few aurorae, as you understand. I think Air China have withdrawn it. But that hasn't stopped us making up some fake facts about China, because frankly, if they can make up fake facts about our country, we can do it about them. Cornelius, what have you got
Well,
there?
This is actually true. I know this, but Peter sent it in. Peter in Winchester said, for an experiment in 2001, the Chinese government changed the national anthem to a parody of Baby Bird's one-hit wonder, You're Gorgeous. The lyrics were all changed, with the chorus being, because we're Chinese. And that's it. That is true, though.
Great. In 1974, archaeologists discovered the so-called Foil Army in an emperor's tomb in China. Life-size warriors guarding the emperor on his journey to the underworld were made out of foil from the very first ever Chinese takeaway container. That's a fact, that is. Fact. Prince Philip doesn't like Chinese people. That one is a fact, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but he said that thing about them, didn't he, that time?
Okay.
Didn't he? That thing.
Yeah, don't.
That thing.
Stop it.
That thing there. Just miming it.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but don't do it.
All right. Chinese facts, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a China fact.
There'll be the big debate next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sorry, madam, your baggage is 3 kilos over.
Well, his was 5 under. How about I borrow 3 of his?
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Could it go on the light side of the plane, then?
There isn't a light side of the plane, madam.
I won't tell if you won't.
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Fiesta Z-Tech from only £159 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit Ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £3,657, 35 monthly rentals of £159 provided by ALD Automotive Limited. Subject to status, you will not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
Start your morning with a breakfast wrap from McDonald's. A tortilla wrap with sausage, egg and bacon, cheese, potato rosti and ketchup or brown sauce. Sorry, I'll do that again.
Our breakfasts are freshly prepared, even if you're not. McDonald's. We make breakfast. Served before 10:30 a.m.
We've got it at Selco. Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of Rugby Premium Cement in waterproof plastic packaging for only £3.25 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At precisely and exactly 3 o'clock, I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Tories could revive grammar schools. Plot to attack the UK is foiled. And find out who's Westminster's top dog.
Talk Radio.
The Education Secretary's hinted ministers are considering scrapping a ban on the building of new grammar schools in England. Justine Greening insists children won't be split into winners and losers, but critics think failing a test to get into one can have a big impact on young people. Former head teacher Trevor Avere-Beeson told Talk Radio grammars do benefit bright children, but they have their flaws as well.
When we had grammar schools right across the country, if all the bright children go to, you know, those schools, obviously the problem is, are the schools that are left becoming a kind of sink school that people don't want to send their children to and that teachers don't want to teach in? And then you go back to the problem that we had in the past.
Two young men are being held over what detectives believe was an Islamic extremist plot to attack the UK. The 19 and 20-year-old were arrested in West London on suspicion of preparing acts of terror. A committee says there's a growing risk of a catastrophic event at the Houses of Parliament. It's recommending a £4 billion programme of essential renovations. Former Conservative MP Nick Dubois has told Talk Radio the work needs to be carried out.
We are at risk, a high risk of fire, despite the best efforts of all the maintenance teams to keep things going there. We would lose one of the most historic and treasured buildings that, apart from its heritage, brings and helps attract 15 million visitors to London a year.
A report says the failure by police to investigate the hacking of murdered schoolgirl Millie Dowler's phone was unacceptable. News of the World, which closed in 2011, got hold of information from a voicemail message. Surrey Police's internal investigation says hacking wasn't common in 2002, and some officers may not have looked into the newspaper because of potential consequences. The president of the European Council has called on the Prime Minister to hurry up the process of Britain leaving the EU. Donald Tusk has met Theresa May at Downing Street, where he signalled that Brussels is waiting for Article 50 to be triggered, something she's previously said won't be started this year. The leaders of the 27 other European Union nations will discuss Brexit next week in Bratislava. The number of people employed on zero-hour contracts has jumped by just over a fifth in a year. They mean workers don't know how many hours they'll get a week. Unions think they're a way for bosses to employ staff on the cheap. A £60,000 fine has been handed to a company which bombarded householders with 1.6 million nuisance calls. 177 people complained about Omega Marketing Services, which is based in Glasgow, trying to sell green energy equipment like solar panels. A Labour MP, Jonathan Reynolds, two Labradoodles have won the annual Westminster Dog of the Year competition. Kennedy and
You're Clint- obsessed with this Labradoodle story.
They're really cute.
Well, you can't see a picture of them on the radio.
Google them. They're cute. Kennedy and Clinton fought off competition from other MPs and peers' pets to take the top spot.
You're really proud of that story, aren't you?
Yeah.
Labradoodles. Right, thanks.
It's okay.
Victoria.
Still need to do weather, though.
Oh, yeah. Forget that.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Go on, then.
Well, I don't have to.
Good. Right, so next, here's Ben with the sport. Today, Ben's got the sport live from a tree being felled where the work on the tree has disturbed some nesting crows.
I'm Van Fletcher. Good afternoon. Bournemouth manager Eddie Howe has rubbished reports linking him with a move to Arsenal in the summer. It's claimed that the 38-year-old is being lined up to replace Arsene Wenger at the end of the season. But Howe says he's perfectly happy where he is, and the story is meaningless. Former Arsenal midfielder Matthew Flamini has now completed his move to Crystal Palace. Flamini could make his Premier League debut away at Middlesbrough on Saturday. Meanwhile, Borough boss Aitor Karanka says Callum Chambers is likely to make his club debut in that game. The England under-21 defender joined on loan from Arsenal on transfer deadline day. Karanka says he was searching for bargains to complete his squad.
He's a good kid, so he was really important for us in the last minute.
Finally, it's the first day of the Rio Paralympics, and Dame Sarah Storey can become the first British woman to win a 12th Paralympic gold medal.
That's Ben with the sport, live from a tree being felled, where the work on the tree has disturbed some nesting crows. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. This is a produced radio promo.
With special effects devised to get your attention.
This is where I can tell you what you can win.
I'll say it again with effect.
What you can win.
Now I speed up to emphasize how important it is. A massive big prize followed by another big prize and an opportunity to win the overall prize.
The overall prize.
The overall prize allows you and somebody you know to do something amazing.
Thanks to this radio station.
This radio station.
Now the details.
Listening to this radio station lots and lots of times. Keep track of all the things that we do. We may ask you what we did. If you can tell us, there's a chance you could win. It's only a chance, mind. There's no guarantee. You then go to an impossible draw up against thousands of other listeners.
But then, you could win the ultimate prize.
Ultimate prize!
The only way to tell you is on a radio-produced promo. Big bang to finish the whole thing off.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. It's some minutes past the time. Now, amid speculation that during its refit, the Houses of Parliament will be turned into a grammar school, the debate continues to rage on. Should grammar schools return, these blasts from the past? Should they come back from history? Should they? The government are considering, of course, bringing back other things from history as we know, such as cholera, the plague, and a war with France. But is bringing back old things a good idea? No, of course not. You only have to look at the remake of Are You Being Served or the reunion of All Saints to see that. What have we started? On the line, listening to me say the first syllable of the word started there, is Roger in Guildford. Good afternoon, Roger.
Yeah, good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. So you heard me say the word started there. It's got the word star as the first syllable. You're very angry about that. I know. You don't want stars, do you? You say we don't need them anymore in 2016. What's your problem with stars?
Look, I'm livid. I don't see why the word or the syllable star is necessary for you some modern radio, and I'm disappointed that a reputable station like yourself is using that syllable. Quite frankly, stars have been causing problems for years, if not centuries, and possibly even longer. We don't know how old stars are, but they've been cluttering up the sky, for example. Makes it much harder to see into space. And they're also just terribly hot. They're a safety hazard. And worst of all, I think they keep Earth in orbit. One particular star does that, and it's restrictive, it's unhelpful, and it stops us from forging gravitational alliances with other potential partners, and that is a problem.
That is a problem. Thank you, Roger. No, well, no, Roger. You strike a very good point make there. Listening to it on the other line, though, is Brian in St Albans. Afternoon, Brian.
Hello there. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, you're listening to that argument, which is a very strong one, isn't it? Stars, they do block the view of bits of sky.
Well, you know, I listened to your caller, and he's saying he doesn't know what are they. I tell you what they are. They're luminous spheres of plasma held together by gravity. They've been there before us. They deserve to stay there long after us.
Yeah, well, but that's no reason not to get rid of them, is it?
Well, I think it was Van Gogh who said starry night.
Yeah.
And he liked stars so much, he said it twice in that song. And I haven't counted up how many times Van Gogh said it in that song. but he says starry quite a few times, and he loves stars, and so do I.
Well, think of the environmental cost. I mean, Roger.
8 to 10 times. Eight to ten times. I just checked. 8 to 10 times in that song.
All right. Well, Roger, we'll address that point in a moment. But Roger said, think of the environmental cost. I mean, you know as well as I do that universe warming is a problem. It isn't man-made, of course. It's space-made. It's universe warming. The universe is getting warmer because stars are hot things. What do you make of that, Brian?
Well, this is very selfish, the very selfish view. Okay, they warm up, but they're warming up other parts of the sky. I would say that your caller is Aries. Are you an Aries?
I'm a Sagittarian.
Yeah, I was going to say that next. You're a Sagittarian. So curious. You have an attention span that's very short. You're a water sign, and thusly you don't appreciate more heavenly pursuits. You're a hothead. You're a cardinal sign. And whilst you are in Aries rising, you can be very short-sighted. That is the stars controlling how you feel about them. What do you have to say about that?
Sorry. I drifted off just after you said the thing about the attention span.
You have an attention span. You are with Taurus rising.
No, Brian. Now, you've had your say, and you've read the horoscope of Roger. Now, let Roger come back on that. Roger.
Well, I'm not a hothead. I'm a balanced and competent individual who's able to do thinking and things for myself. And I am upset about the way that stars have dominated our lives for the last thousands of years. Yep. They control what we do and how we do it. And do you know, I don't think that's okay. I think we are better than that as a country. And I don't think it's right that British people shouldn't have the freedom to do what we want because the stars are handing down these bureaucratic diktats in the papers every week and online as well.
Come back on that, Brian, yes.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do about that. I understand what you're saying.
You can get rid of stars.
Get rid of stars.
Excuse me.
Rid of them.
The stars... Excuse me. Pardon. The stars will not let you get rid of them. They control... When I get up in the morning and I think I'm going to have my coffee, I go down I go down to the kitchen area. The stars make me put on the kettle. The stars get me to take the milk out of the fridge.
Brian, you're a universe warming denier. Deny that. Yeah. Deny that you're a denier.
You can't deny it, can you?
You can't deny that you're a denier.
What would you have if you didn't have star wars?
Deny that you're a denier.
He's gone.
Are you a denier, Brian?
He's a denier. He can't even deny it.
Brian.
Oh, me. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to your...
No.
I'm so sorry.
Are you...
Let me not answer.
Do you deny...
Let me ask the
deny... Stars. No. Answer the question. Deny that you're a denier. I dare you deny you're a denier.
So typical of universe warming deniers.
I cannot deny that I'm a denier.
There.
If I ask the stars to deny it for me...
No.
Then I can deny it.
No. Well, ask them now. Ask them now.
Okay, hold on. Let me just wind the window down.
I don't understand why such undue prominence is being given to stars and their influence on today's program. If I tried to pray to Vishnu on your program, I don't think you'd be happy about it, so I don't understand why...
Pray to a what?
Vishnu.
Bless you.
Thank you. You know, one of the other... I just don't understand why he's praying to the stars.
Brian, have you asked the stars yet?
I have asked... Sorry, while you were talking about Vishnu...
Bless you.
Excuse me. I spoke to the stars, and I just... Yeah, the god of Capricorn has given me the sign...
Yes.
...that I am a denier.
You are a denier. So you're
having a go.
You don't
you
deny...
You are having a go.
What?
What?
What did he
you're
say, that man?
You're having an absolute go.
I'm having a go? What are you talking about?
I want you to, just one second, right? I want you to listen to I want you to listen to something. Now, I want you to listen to this quite carefully, okay?
All right.
So, both of you, listen to this. Starmaker by the Kids from Fame. Brian, do you deny that?
I don't deny that I heard that.
No, but do you deny the Kids from Fame and Starmaker? Do you?
No.
It's a simple question.
Only
yes or no?
The one with big curly hair, Bruno.
Yeah.
Only him. I deny him.
You deny him. Roger,
yeah.
Where do you... you're against Stars, but are you against Starmaker by the Kids from Fame?
Well, I'm reminded strongly of Peter in the Bible denying Jesus three times. I'm not a denier. I would not deny that. And, you've got a bit of a Judas on the other line.
Yeah.
Can I just quickly say one thing? There's so many things. I think we've got off the point. There's so many things that are beautiful about Starfish.
Judas.
Starfish. If you want, horrible. You know, what would you... What?
They're horrible. They stick to things, they get in the way of things, and they're used by wicked Japanese ninjas to hurt people.
I could show you... If you want to see my Starfish... You come around and see it, and you'll see something very beautiful.
What color is it?
I don't want to do that.
I'm not going to say what color
is it.
I know what you want.
Is it the traditional orange? Is it the traditional orange?
No, it's a slightly darker hue than that.
So he's denying that it's the traditional orange.
It's a different color. I want you to see it. Come and see.
I feel ill.
Let's just... No.
I just feel ill. I want to ask you about the Stasi, because I think that was one of the most repressive secret police forces possibly of all time.
You're absolutely right. And look what they're named after.
Yeah.
What do you make of that, Brian? With you and your starfish. What do you make of that?
Yes.
What do you make of it? What do you make of it?
They got a point about the Stasi. Yes, you're right.
He probably denies... The Stasi wrongdoing.
No, I don't know. I don't know much about the Stasi, but there's so many things that have "star" in the name that they're to be welcomed in our world.
How are you going to? This is for you, Roger. How are you going to gather? Look, they've done trials in Sweden. I don't know whether you know about this. What they've done there is because they've admitted they don't want stars, Roger. They're with you. They think that stars are a waste of sky. Okay, and what they've done there is they've taken the opposite leaf from France's book and they put a giant burkini over Sweden to block out so the stars can't peep through. Right?
Because
there's not even a hole for that. And so they haven't got rid of the stars, they've just blocked them. I mean, would you be happy with that?
Well, obviously it's a great step forward for Sweden, the use of the bikini, very subversive. But one of the things I like about the sky is that it's nice to be able to look at it without the stars in it. So I would actually propose a giant net to clean up all the stars, which is a big mission. Let's not deny that Sweden hasn't had a major star since... Agneta and Annefrid from ABBA, but we have many more stars. It would require a big net, but I think that's something that's worth the government investing in if we can afford £350 million a week for the sun.
Words.
Just words.
Brian, when you caught
words.
When you first encountered your starfish, did you catch it in a net?
Yeah, I caught it in a bucket.
So he's advocating the star catching net plan.
I'm advocating you get a little bit more romance in your life, pal.
Well, I'm advocating you blow your nose and straighten your tie and things.
And there we must leave.
Comb your hair.
Coffee.
And
coffee.
Get the fluff off your lapels. And
coffee.
You have dirt on your shoes. And
punch you in the face.
done up, or I'm going to pull your tie and hurt your neck and get your belt.
I'm going to push your face in the bucket.
I must leave.
The wrong way around.
Push your face.
The debate.
And your eye.
We'll just leave the debates there. That's all we've got time for on that debate. If you've got a point of view about whether... Do we still need stars in the sky? Do we in 2016, with their flickering and their so-called light and their energy, do we need stars when we've got people trafficking and candles? Do we still need stars? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
20 past three. Listen to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Important news for those who are sick of hearing about PPI. The FCA may impose a 2019 deadline for PPI claims, which means you might not hear ads like this in the future. But it also means you could miss out on claiming up to £5,000 if you were missold PPI. So what are you waiting for? PPI Claimback will do most of the work for you, and if you haven't had PPI, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your car come down? Well, it just has, at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with new cars at their sales event between the 8th and 12th of September. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall sales event. Simple. On selected models across the range, at participating retailers from the 8th to the 12th of September. £500 on a prepaid debit card. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
We're here to tell you about our club, a club unlike any other, Sky Bet Club. With offers and deals for new and existing customers, like a £5 free bet every week with Sky Bet Club when you bet £25. That's on all sports, accumulators and singles. So download the app and join us to make betting for the many, not the few. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Minimum bet of £25. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
On the M1 in Northamptonshire, there's 10 miles of queues northbound to get by an accident between junction 16 at Daventry and junction 17 for the M45, where there's just one lane open. On the M40 in Warwickshire, traffic slows southbound. The vehicle has overturned towards junction 15 at Longbridge Island near Warwick. A38 in Staffordshire is closed northbound Lichfield, approaching the Swinfen Island. That's because of an accident. And through Lancashire, the westbound M65 is still closed at junction 10 Burnley. I'm Dave Stamford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it. Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then. A lot of your reactions coming in to the big debate this afternoon. Do we need stars or are they just a waste of sky? Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. This is from Sally, who says, I rely on stars to support my breasts. Sorry, no. We'll ignore that one.
Yep.
This is coming from Good Point. It says, John, Milky Ways are much better without stars because they become chocolate bars and everyone likes chocolate.
Thanks very much. This is quite interesting here. Has come in saying, John, of course, the problem is, and no one's discussing this, Southern Trains, as we know, have bought NASA. This was obviously in the news this morning. The problem there is space exploration has now come to an end because what you're going to end up with Southern Trains are running NASA is just astronauts, you know, just stranded on the launch platform and not able to get to their destination, which is the stars. So we might as well just get rid of them because we can't get there anymore because Southern Trains are in charge of it. And someone has said, let me just have a look at this. Oh, this is, yes, of course. John, a star is a luminous sphere of plasma held together by its own gravity. You know, what are you going to do? And that's a good question.
True, so, yeah, good
if you've got any thoughts on that as well, then do please get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So it's 24 minutes past 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday, and it's time for a man who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz to review the showbiz. Good afternoon, Rhys.
Good afternoon, guys.
Are you well?
I am indeed, yeah.
Good. Glad to hear it. What's in the showbiz?
There is no more Hiddle Swift. They've done a break.
Oh, no.
They've done a breakup. Practically brings this thing to an end, I think. You know,
yeah.
I think that's all I've got. Really.
I mean, that's it.
That's the end of all showbiz.
It is. I mean, when Hiddle Swift has gone,
yeah,
there's nothing else. Just a void.
Showbiz has peaked.
Yeah. Reminders of Hiddle Swift and what happened?
They've done a breakup, but Tom Hiddleston, the older of the pair, is now saying he broke up with her, not she broke up with him.
Oh, it's a row. Oh, good.
Yep, it's his friends have said that he does this quite a lot, actually. He just gets bored and drops people after 3 months, so it was him, not her, actually. So it's all gone a little bit playground, to be honest.
Oh, all right.
He has a strict probation period.
He does.
Yeah.
He
interviews his partners, does he?
He sits them down with a HR person and they talk through
some of the problems that, you know, they're not quite pulling their weight in the bedroom department, for example. And obviously, there's a checklist.
Definitely.
Yeah, and Hiddleston. Well, it doesn't really matter, does it? Because, next week they'll be in the papers with other people.
Absolutely. At least you'll get another album out of this, I suppose.
Look on the bright side, Rhys. Yep. That's all we can do, isn't it?
For fans of her music.
But as someone put on Twitter the other day, hey, Taylor Swift, we know you don't need to write a song about it.
It's coming.
Yeah.
And that new album is coming.
It's going to happen. All right, great. Hiddle Swift is dead. What next?
Amanda Holden gets battered by a dog and stacks it. She was hosting the Animal Hero Awards, which I wasn't certain was an actual thing. And she got speared by Baxter the Labrador, who was very exuberant and really wanted to come on stage and get his gong. I'm glad that says gong, actually.
Was Baxter armed with a spear?
No, Baxter
just speared Holden.
This will be a pro wrestling crossover. Like this sort of, he runs in and like tackles would probably be more universal.
What's his name? Baxter.
Baxter the Labrador.
Baxter the Labrador and Amanda Holden.
Yep.
Baxhole. So if they were going out, if they were going out,
yeah.
That's all, yeah.
Maybe that was the beginning of it. Maybe that was foreplay of some description.
Yeah. Poorplay.
Poorplay.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, he started licking her face. No injuries reported.
Good. And she made a full recovery from all
that? Yeah, she seems all right. She seems fair.
Great.
She was laughing about the whole thing.
And that's in the news.
Yep.
Of course it is. All right, next.
Mel B has taken a wee on Bear Grylls.
What?
Yeah, Mel B was on Bear Grylls' new show, and he got stung by a jellyfish, and she jumped in to do the old having a wee on him. Because apparently that heals the pain of a jellyfish bite, or sting, as it were.
Yeah.
And, this jellyfish gave him a nibble, and Mel B jumped in and had a wee on him.
But, it's hard to picture, isn't it? Because I kind of want to know how that happened. I mean, did she do the full squat? Did she... do we know?
The pictures I've seen of the incident on the programme yet to be brought out is properly awkward. But then again, it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But she seemed overly keen. She was getting right on it. She was well into it. And, I suppose it healed his pain. So
yes. I mean, would you, if you were going to, I don't, let's ask a girl. Victoria.
Hi, John.
In the absence of one, can you help us? If you were going to wee on Bear Grylls, right, in that situation,
yes.
What would you do? How would you go about it?
Well, where did he get stung?
It was on his leg.
In the sea.
No, I meant on his body.
Oh, on his leg.
Well, it depends on whether he wanted you to just squat over him, or maybe get you to pee into some sort of receptacle and then pour it on him.
I think he'd go for the squat.
I think so too.
Yeah. He's got that look about him.
He has drank wee before.
Has he?
Yeah. That's what he does in his show a lot.
Was he stung in the mouth by a jellyfish?
No, I think it's just to survive.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very famous for that. There's the hole.
Yeah. Right. I think he hid the engagement ring for his wife in his bum.
Reese, you're nodding.
Yep.
You got married recently. Did you do that?
I did not, no. No, I really wish I'd thought of it, though. Because I think she'd really have appreciated that, actually. That's humour that's right up my alley.
I just wonder how he presented it to her.
By bending over. anything finally, Reese?
Kanye West had his fashion show, and apparently it didn't go too well. There was a couple of models that fainted, and a pair of shoes went for a Burton. But it was held at an abandoned smallpox hospital.
I think I saw them at Glastonbury once.
Good band name, that.
Yeah, it certainly is, yeah. So a fashion show at an abandoned smallpox
hospital. Yeah. Things went awry,
yeah.
And everybody got smallpox.
Great, and that's the Showbiz Roundup. From a man who has no interest in or knowledge of Showbiz, Reese from TalkSport. Thank you, Reese.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll see you next week. Right, it's exactly 3:30. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. We will talk to the model, actress and charity wonder that is Lily Cole next on Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Austrian prosecutors have charged two men with being part of November's Paris terror attacks, which killed 130 people. They're suspected of helping two other suspects with logistics, as well as through gathering information and arranging contacts. They're understood to be a 26-year-old Moroccan and a 40-year-old Algerian, but they aren't being named to keep to Austrian privacy laws. Ministers say selection can play a role in the current school system. It's emerged the Prime Minister is considering scrapping a ban on new grammar schools in England. Students have to pass a test to get into one, and critics think it can favour those richer families who can afford tutoring beforehand. Education Secretary Justine Greening has told MPs no final decision has been made.
We do believe selection can play a role. We think that there is evidence to show that it does for many children who are in grammar schools. But anyhow, we need to leave no stone unturned, Mr. Speaker. We'll be setting out our policies in due course.
Two men are being questioned over a suspected Islamist-related terror plot in the UK. A 19-year-old and 20-year-old were arrested in West London this morning. There's a warning the Palace of Westminster is at a growing risk of a catastrophic event like a huge fire without £4 billion worth of repairs. A committee of MPs and peers is recommending that politicians should move out for 6 years for the work to take place. And Sir Elton John is launching a campaign to help people who can't read or write learn about global problems. The singer has started what he calls the alphabet of literacy, with A is for AIDS. Stars including Emma Watson, Usain Bolt and Lily Cole are also supporting the move, which marks International Literacy Day. The weather: showers tonight in the north and west, dry further southeast with lows of 13 degrees. Tomorrow most places will be dry and bright until a band of heavy rain spreads eastwards during the afternoon. Highs of 22. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed. Nicely teed up, by the way, that Lily Cole is about to join us to talk about this.
Thanks. I did that on purpose.
I thought it probably wasn't a happy accident, if I'm honest. Well done, thanks.
It's okay.
Great. That's Victoria. She had the news there. It's just after 3:30. We'll be playing Paul Rossmaster in about 10 or 15 minutes' time. Radio's least favourite quiz, as radio people are tested as to their knowledge and patience regarding full set Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Ahead of that, though, and joining us next, Lily Cole.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Talk Radio. We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney. Get involved.
This afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and joining us now, as promised, Lily Cole. Hello, Lily Cole.
Hello.
How the devil are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're fine, thanks. Yes. So, look, you do many things, of course. You have modelled, you've actressed, but you also do a lot of charity campaigning and stuff. And this is quite an interesting one, I think, because it's International Literacy Day, and people might think that's just about illiteracy and literacy and anything else. But tell us about the research that's kind of led to where we are.
Sure. So the campaign which I've been part of, Project Literacy, which is what I think Victoria just referenced, is trying to draw attention to the kind of massive social fallout from illiteracy, because I think that most people, myself included, when I was first approached to support this, don't really understand the consequences of illiteracy. One, that the scale of the problem, that we have, you know, such a huge, I think it's 1 in 5 of the adult population in the world who are illiterate, but secondly, that what the implications of that actually are. The first things that would have come to my mind is obviously they can't read a book, they can't maybe write a CV. But when you go a bit deeper, you see that actually if you're illiterate, you're more likely to contract AIDS. You're more likely to malnourish your children, and then infant mortality numbers raise.
So why is that? Is that because you can't read about, so with the AIDS thing, for example, you can't read the information about how it's caught? I mean, what's the reason that it's linked?
So I think each scenario is different, so I don't think there's a kind of one answer. But I think a lot of it's around, yeah, education, understanding. Yeah. Also that if you're illiterate, you're potentially less empowered economically. So there's a kind of economic, social, political fallout. And sometimes it is as simple as, you know, if you're illiterate, you're more likely to end up in jail and you're more likely to end up homeless, which are consequences probably of, you know, making it harder to get a job, making it harder to kind of, you know, work in the institutions that we're used to. With something like malnourishment, it's potentially access to the information, you know, access to understanding. With STDs and AIDS, as you say, it's education around how you actually contract AIDS. And if you're not able to understand that, then it's obviously more likely you're going to contract it.
Yeah. So, it is a global problem. I mean, what countries are we talking about that have the highest levels of this?
England's pretty bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Because people will be surprised by that.
I was very, very surprised by that. It's a fairly controversial figure, but they say that 1 in 5 children leave school with very low levels of literacy.
That's incredibly timely as well, given the whole argument about grammar schools and such like at
the moment. I'm no expert, and it's kind of maybe a bit before my time, the grammar school conversation, so I'm kind of new to trying to understand it. But but certainly England does very, very badly on the literacy spectrum.
That is...
Does the US, actually.
Yeah, which is... I mean, I sort of see the US in a way because it's the US. But
bias there.
Yeah, a little bit. But I'm surprised it's that high in this... Because you sort of associate it with third world developing countries, don't you? That's where you'd think. But, I mean, what's... Why... Let's concentrate on England, because, hey, we're here. Why is it? What's wrong with the education? Because it's not teaching. It starts in homes, presumably. Does it? Is that what we're thinking?
I think the main Project Literacy kind of look at the parental responsibility around, around teaching kids how to read from a very young age, but also the education system and where is that being compromised? Because it is possible. Cuba, for example, I was in Cuba earlier this year, they have one of the highest literacy rates in the world, and that is because Fidel Castro, you know, for all the things he may have done wrong and the things that people might criticize his government for, made a really massive concerted effort to try and make the whole country literate. And I think they got to 98-99% literacy, which is shockingly high. So that for me shows it is possible for, you know, the government and for politicians to turn this issue around.
It's interesting. I'll tell you what, it's interesting because I've got a 6-year-old and 4-year-old, both of whom, you know, are
able
to read and write, but certainly, but you've got to keep them interested in it. And the 6-year-old, they've just gone back to school, so the 6-year-old is just, you know, when you go, right, read this at home, because it's homework and, you know, we should be doing this, and we read a book last night. And it's a struggle initially, because they kind of want to do other things, and they get bored by the story about the red hen. You know, I know about the red hen, I know what it does. And it's about engaging them, I think, isn't it? And reading to your own kids, and mm-hmm. you've got to put the work in, essentially.
Yeah, and I think the parental piece is massive, you know, and the community piece too. You know, are there ways that as a community, we've been looking at a organization called Impossible, a big part of it is skill sharing in communities. And we've been talking Project Literacy about using that platform to try and encourage people to share their skills, because actually anybody who can read and write has the ability to then transfer that knowledge onto their own child, but also potentially members of their community. So I don't think there's a silver bullet answer. I think it needs addressing cross different parts of our society. But what we're trying to do with this campaign is draw attention to the problem in the first place, so that hopefully that will move the needle in terms of how it's dealt with.
So where next? I mean, people listening to this are going, well, I had no idea that this country was so bad, and as it's a global problem. What do we do? Website thing? What do we do to help?
So projectliterally.com have a really awesome video. I'd recommend watching. It's already been watched by 12.
Are you acting in it?
No.
Okay, fine. Just checking.
I'm awesome.
Well, I mean, you know, you have done a lot of, you know, you've been in a Sugar Babes video, I think, in 2007.
No,
come on. Weren't you in that Walk This Way thing that they did for Comic Relief?
I think it was Girls Aloud.
Okay, probably. I don't know.
Which is almost as embarrassing.
Surprise! Here's Girls Aloud. Good.
You should just say the Comic Relief.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The video. Oh yeah, the video. So it's a really, really good video. I've got nothing to do with it. But 12 million people have watched it, which is a tribute to the fact that it's a very good video. So it's worth watching.
Okay.
Called The Alphabet of Illiteracy. There's a petition that people can sign. And then I think it's more about a kind of conversation. Today, actually, the hashtag International Literacy Day is apparently trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign that this kind of message is getting out there, and hopefully that will allow the charities who are working in this space, politicians who may or may not have an interest in this space, to think slightly differently about how we deal with this problem.
Okay. Listen, thanks for coming in. I know we haven't got much time and you've got to get off, but see, Cornelius, it's possible to learn to read.
He's
rubbish. Thanks so much for coming in, Lily. It's really good.
Thank you, my pleasure.
Okay, so that's Lily Cole. Details on the website. Give us the website again, because I forgot.
Projectliteracy.com.
There you go. That's where you'll find the details and the awesome video that's awesome because Lily's not in it. Right, next we will play Paul Ross Master, the quiz of all things breakfast presenter Paul Ross. You're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
The sale of the summer at DFS ends Monday, but there are still savings on every sofa in store. So be quick. DFS.
Morning. So, you got an IT crisis?
Yeah, my machine's not responding.
Have you pressed Alt-Command-F7?
Alt-Command-F7.
No, F6.
You just said F7.
Yeah, I meant F6.
Our breakfasts are freshly prepared, even if you're not. Like the all-in-one breakfast wrap. McDonald's. We make breakfast. Served before 10:30 a.m.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
The life of a van driver, a life of surprises, a life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever-changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide-ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota. Always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95 DNHP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advanced rental, conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M1 in Northamptonshire, there's 10 miles of queues northbound to get by an accident between junction 16 at Daventry and junction 17 for the M45, where there's just one lane open. On the M40 in Warwickshire, traffic slows southbound. The vehicle's overturned towards junction 15 at Longbridge Island near Warwick. A38 in Staffordshire is closed northbound Lichfield, approaching the Swinfen Island. That's because of an accident. And through Lancashire, the westbound M65 is still closed at junction 10 Burnley. I'm Dave Stamford.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes! Or as people's digital radios say on the screen because it's not wide enough, Talk Radio, we'll get you. It's time to play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. On the radio on a Thursday. Yes, it's nobody's favourite radio quiz, Paul Rossmaster, in which radio persons have their knowledge and patience tested as to talk radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Now, there is a leaderboard. To get to that top of the leaderboard, our contestants must get some points. So far, everyone who's played is at the top of the leaderboard. Will today's contestant be up there with them? It's Lisa O'Sullivan. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, John. Oh, the pressure. Oh, the pressure.
There is pressure. How do you perform under pressure, Lisa?
Pretty well, usually. Pretty well, but, you know, to know if I'm bringing my A game to this today.
All right, it's a tricky one, isn't it? Before we play, let's find out a little bit about you. Of course, we know you from Talk Sports, of course, our sister station. And is it right you're doing the Paralympics and voiceover stuff for Channel 4 at the moment? Is that a thing?
That would be amazing. No, that's not me.
Isn't it? Then why is Cass, the producer, just written that on my screen saying she's doing the voiceover for Channel 4's Paralympics?
I think she's got my wish list there.
Right.
I'm doing the US Open tennis.
That's good enough. Well done, Cass. Another winner. Now, your knowledge of Paul Ross. Lisa, what's it like?
Not bad. I've worked with Paul in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Quietly confident that I may have extra knowledge that could take me past everybody else on the leaderboard, even though everybody's in the same place on the leaderboard.
At the top. That's true. All right, well, look, here we go. You've got three questions, Lisa, and they're sort of ABC answers, and that's all you have to give. So if you are ready, let's play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Actually, that wasn't the right thing. It's this one. I'll do that again. There it is.
Good work.
Thanks, mate. Right, question number one. Current film movie release news now. And a current film movie release news now is, of course, the remake of the non-current film movie release set at the time of Christ. It is, of course, the film Paul Hur. A Jewish nobleman, chariot racer and talk radio full-set breakfast presenter is captured as a slave during a shipwreck of the Roman galley called the Sports Direct, on which he is chained. Paul Hur is washed ashore on a roundabout in the Maidenhead area, where a plot contrivance sees him take part in a chariot race where he must, in the allotted time, watch as many people having sex through the chariot windows as he can. But Paul Hur is not the only radio-based classic film. Name the other one. Is it A, The Passion of the Christ, Jim O'Connell? The absolute radio breakfast host, Christ Jim O'Connell, is nailed to a single by Chris Cross. Is it B, The Bridge Over the River Coley? Prisoners of war build a bridge over occasional talk radio presenter Hardeep Singh Kohli. The bridge touches both sides of the riverbank. Although it shouldn't. Or is it C, Julia Hartley Brewer of Arabia? A, B or C?
C.
Julie Hartley Brewer of Arabia is the right answer.
Yeah.
Very good. Here's question two, Lisa. History news. This week, seed the anniversary, 350 years ago, of the Great Fire of Paul Ross. A fire in the talk radio full set breakfast presenter's Pudding Lane, which is a euphemism, quickly spread to neighbouring programmes, all but destroying them. In the studio, the fire claimed 5 microphones, a fader that never worked anyway, and many adverts, including the one for Selco, Where the Trade Go, and that Go Compare one where John Culshaw does a voiceover banging on about an ape stealing a marimba. But the Great Fire of Paul Ross isn't the only radio-based disaster to have befallen broadcasting. Which other radio disaster is the correct answer to this question? Is it A, the destruction of Pompeii? In AD 79, the Roman town of Pompeii is buried in ash from the talk radio evening show Johnny Gould and Ash. Is it B, the attack on the Mac twins? The twin presenters of Saturday nights on Virgin Radio were the target of an attack by Islamic terrorists who flew a plane into their Saturday night show on Virgin between 7 and 11. Or is the biggest radio disaster Fern Cotton and Martin Kemp on Radio 2?
C.
C is the right answer. Here's your third question, third and final question. It's a music question, Lisa. Have a listen to this. Heaven is in 2 miles away. Closer to it ever
began. No matter what your friends might say.
We all enjoyed that. That was, of course, Heaven by the 1980s California-based Every Day's a Bad Hair Day rockers Warrant. Lisa, here's your... Shut up. Here's your unrelated question. This week, UK scientists were given the go-ahead by the fertility regulator to genetically modify talk radio full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross's embryos. It's the first time a country has considered the DNA altering technique in the former host of shopping channel Bid TV and approved it. This so-called gene editing aims to provide a deeper understanding of the mysteries of Paul Ross, chief among which was why he agreed to host shopping channel Bid TV. Here's your question. Name 5 famous genes. 5 famous genes.
Gene Genie.
Good.
501.
Yep.
Oh, Gene Autry.
Yes.
Hold on.
Good, good, though. Good, yeah. Gonna have to put a timer on you.
Gene from Ashes to Ashes. Life on Mars.
Oh, no. Time's up. Well, look, let me tell you what I had written on the card. Name 5 famous genes. Gene Genie by David Bowie. You got that. That's safe. I had Gina G, the poor quality singer. I had the John Lennon song, Imagine All the People.
Oh, that's a good one.
I had Skinny.
Of course, yeah.
And
obvious.
Yeah, obvious. And finally, hi. We have to go to find out, of course, what you've scored now. While we boot up the system, we're just going to boot up the system for you to work out the scores. We have to put the details of the quiz into the system, Lisa. Although I'm going to apologise in advance, it's a very slow system. It's a dial-up system. But, you know, you work in this building.
You know what the
Wi-Fi's like in this building. You know what I'm saying? So just bear with us just while we boot that up. Now, remember, while this is happening, while Cornelius is just working on the system.
Just waiting for it. Here we go, we're in.
Just remember, while he's doing that, you are looking for some points. And to get you to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played, some points. Oh.
God, the pressure, tension.
I know.
How do you spell Lisa? Lisa?
Just, it's got an S in it.
S. Yeah, okay. Just putting the stuff in about the Paralympics.
No, she doesn't do that. That was
what?
That was Cassie's mistake. You have to delete that. She does the tennis open. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, let me just write open. It's opened the new window now.
Really, apologies, Lisa. It's really slow.
It's just the pressure. It's the pressure, you know.
How do you spell juice? Because tennis.
B-E-U-C-E.
Yeah, that's right.
It's amazing what modern technology.
I know. I'm really sorry. It's a. We keep meaning to get it fixed, and it's. Takes ages.
Right. I just press print.
I apologise. This is a really slow printer.
It's a really slow printer.
It's a slow. Takes ages to print out. It's a very slow printer. Yeah. We're looking for some points. Lisa O'Sullivan, some points.
Come on,
Talk Sports.
Come on.
Breakout star. Lisa O'Sullivan needs some points to get to the top of the leaderboard. The Princess.
It's jammed again, mate.
There we go.
I got it.
Some points.
Okay. I can confirm.
Yes.
That Lisa O'Sullivan of TalkSport fame.
And the Tennis Open.
And the Tennis Open fame.
But not the Paralympics.
And not the Paralympics fame.
Yes.
Has scored.
Yes.
Some points!
Lisa Sullivan. You've got some points. Well done. You've gone you've gone to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else.
Fantastic. Thanks, John.
Right, you're welcome. You can go now.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That's Lisa. She scored some points in today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Sam Delaney is here.
Hi.
Looking resplendent
I'm
in
his
suit.
Con, do you want to do this now?
Do your suit thing.
Oh, has the circus rolled into town? Because I can see a ringmaster.
That doesn't quite. You don't associate suits with.
No.
A ringmaster wouldn't wear a thing like this.
It's not about your suit.
I just look like. Oh, a ringmaster, I see, right. It's a joke. Like, yeah. Okay.
What's on the
not
program?
Not bad.
What's on the
program, I'm wearing a suit, just in case you're interested. Because I've been interviewing. Sex pest, notorious sex pest Simon Danchuk for my television programme this morning. So
does that require a suit?
Yeah, because to be honest, as a middle-aged man, not exceptional good looks, okay, I really admire and envy Simon Danchuk as another middle-aged man who's no George Clooney, who repeatedly manages to have sexual adventures with young, beautiful women.
Yes, I know what you mean here. Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I do. How did that happen?
We got him into the studio. He's come down from Rochdale.
You asked him that question, though.
I asked him. I can't tell you how many times and in how many different ways I basically asked him that question over and over again until eventually he left. you got to watch his interview. It was basically the whole thing. There was other things that I had in my notes, like about, you know, the sexual abuse inquiry, which, of course, a lot of that surrounded Rochdale.
Yeah.
The state of the Labour Party, his views on Jeremy Corbyn, so forth. Keith Vaz.
Yeah.
The rights and wrongs of press intrusion. I just only asked him how a middle-aged man can manage to negotiate sexual affairs with young, beautiful women.
Yes.
And
because his ex,
Karen Danchuk,
is way out of his league.
Yeah.
I mean, way, but you know, way out of his league.
He split up with her so he could go with even younger women who are even further out of his league than her.
Wow, and she's pretty out of his league.
And something funny's going on there, too, because a couple of weeks ago, when he got done for sending 6,000 sex messages to a lady, interspersed with some inquiries about skip hire in Oldham. I don't know if you remember that. Right. On the same show, on my show, we went on about that a lot.
Yeah,
and rightly. And Karen Danchuk sent me a message saying, I saw the show, I really liked it. And I thought, oh, no. Do you think someone like it? She went, he sat beside me and watching it too, laughing his head off. He wants to come on.
Wow.
And that's how he came on.
I see.
And I just thought, what's going on here? They split up.
Yeah, they're watching it together.
He was adulterous to her. He's gone off and had numerous sexual shenanigans, including one of them was, he babysat the kids. She went out on a date. He, while he was around at her house just babysitting the kids and she was out on a date, called his young mistress and had her around because he was bored babysitting, like you do when you're a teenager. You have your other, you have your girlfriend or boyfriend.
You go through
around
the drinks cabinet and do that.
He made love to her on the family
what
sofa.
What the hell?
Yeah, and this was all reported, and then I took the Mickey out of it, as you would.
Yeah,
and they both sat on the sofa together, laughing along.
That same sofa,
and then contacted me as soon as the show was over and said, "Oh, Simon really liked that. He'd love to come on the show," and today he did. And like I say, I made a mess of it. Just asked him again and again for
not
tips.
As much of a mess as he made of the sofa. What else is on the sofa? What else is on the sofa, Sam?
They're moving Parliament, of course. They're going to have to move out for 6 years. We're going to be talking to the people who are behind that plan and asking where they're going to go. Foxes, should they be domestic pets? I'm really doing it, John.
That's good.
They're going on strike in the post office and other stuff.
Great.
Yep.
Lovely stuff. Sam Delaney with you next. We'll be back tomorrow from 1 till 4 in the afternoon. And if you want, I'll be doing my final day of the whole week doing Virgin Breakfast, our sister station, Virgin Radio. I'll be sitting in for Edith Bowman tomorrow from 6 till 10. But we'll see you tomorrow afternoon. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.